Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend program where we run down all the important health stories of the week. Intelligent medicine means the best of high-tech medicine and the best of natural therapies. We comment on all facets of health, including diet, exercise, supplements. Everything is fair game. 877-726-8255 is how you get on the air with me. And you can pose a question or share a comment. Perhaps you've got a success story. Maybe you've undertaken a form of natural therapy that has conquered your malaise. We want to hear from you. 877-726-8255. Don't be shy. Come right in. The doctor's office is open. And we've got lots of interesting stories to share with you this weekend. We're going to talk a little bit about the new approach to obesity. Fat acceptance is in vogue these days, and that is to the good. But there may be a downside and an ulterior motive to organizations that promote fat acceptance. 877-726-8255. Can I say that word fat? You know, maybe longitudinally challenged is a more PC term, because, fat, using the word fat or obese on social media can sometimes get you censored. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll also talk about a new study looking at the effects of heading in soccer. Maybe your kid's involved in a soccer league and they want to emulate their favorite professional soccer star. But according to new studies, there may be a downside to that practice. Okay, let's start with this important story. Big story this week. Headline, most men with prostate cancer can avoid or delay harsh treatments. According to a long-term study, the study appeared in the New England Journal of Medicine, and it's generating some controversy because some urologists are saying, hey, you know, we need to be aggressive about treating prostate cancer because prostate cancer kills a lot of men. But they did a study. It was a 15-year study, and it occurred between 1999 and 2009. Actually, this was the time where men received a PSA test, and then the men were followed up for an average of 15 years, anywhere from 11 to 21 years. So they just get a pretty good idea of what can happen in the course of various treatment options for prostate cancer. So these men were diagnosed with prostate cancer. And what they did is they tried to discern whether they had localized prostate cancer, because prostate cancer can reside within the prostate or it can escape from the prostate. It can metastasize throughout the body, even to the bones and other organs, and it can become highly dangerous. And so they excluded the men who had aggressive prostate cancer. And that was only about 15% of the men who were diagnosed based on an elevated PSA. And they assigned them, and this is kind of remarkable because, you know, informed consent being what it is, it might be hard to do a study like this in the United States because we want the best high-tech aggressive medical treatment for all forms of disease. But in England, they took the men with a diagnosis of localized prostate cancer, and they divvied them up into three groups. 553 got prostatectomy, a removal of part or all of their prostate. 545 underwent radiotherapy. They zapped their prostates. And 545 received active monitoring. In other words, they just kept an eye on it. And some of them, if it progressed, they graduated to more aggressive treatment. But here's what they found. They found that while it was true that the risk of developing metastases was lowered in the men who got prostate removal, prostate surgery, and it was reduced in the men who got radiotherapy to the prostate, ultimately didn't make a difference. After 15 years of follow-up, prostate cancer-specific mortality was low anyway. Not that many men died, regardless of the treatment assigned. And moreover, what they found was that it didn't make a difference in terms of mortality. Because we look at a lot of conditions and we say, okay, you know, we can reduce heart disease by doing stents. We can reduce heart disease by doing bypasses, but at the end of the day, are men living longer? And so CNN did a nice analysis of this. And what they say here is that men in the study who partnered with their doctors to keep a close eye on their low to intermediate risk prostate tumors, a strategy called surveillance or active monitoring, sometimes referred to as watchful waiting, slashed their risk of the life-altering complications such as incontinence and erectile dysfunction that can follow aggressive treatment for the disease. And that's important because you say, well, you know, why not treat it? You know, find the cancer, eradicate it. It's cancer. Attack it. Take it out. Burn it out. Destroy the cancer. But there are side effects associated with that. In particular, incontinence and erectile dysfunction. I'll give you some statistics on that in a moment. But they were no more likely to die of their cancers than men who had surgery to remove their prostate or who were treated with hormone blockers and radiation. So they say this is a good news story. The good news is that if you're diagnosed with prostate cancer, don't panic and take your time to make a decision. Don't rush into therapy. They found that about 15% of all prostate cancers still need prompt treatment. So don't just say, look, I've prostate cancer, forget about it. I heard about it on Intelligent Medicine. We don't need treatment. Certain prostate cancers, a small percentage, 15% approximately, are aggressive, need treatment. That can prolong life. Often it doesn't save life. It's merely a delaying action. If cancer has metastasized your bones, that is very dangerous. But here's what they found. Statistically, and this is kind of a scary statistic, about 11% or 1 in 9 American men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. So it's actually highly likely that the longer you live as a male, the more likely you will be rendered with a diagnosis of prostate cancer. But get this, only about 1 in 41 men will die from it. So 1 in 9 get it, but only 1 in 41 will die from it, according to the National Cancer Institute. And in an effort to treat prostate cancer, about $10 billion is spent treating cancer in the U.S. each year. There's some controversy about the PSA because what they're saying here is that the PSA, by revealing the presence of prostate cancer, may lead men down that primrose path towards aggressive treatment, which can result in a lot of side effects. For example, in this particular study, the researchers found that 1 in 4 of those who had prostate surgery needed to wear at least one pad a day to guard against urine leaks. 1 in 4, 1 in 5, it depends. Sorry about that pun. That rate was twice as high as other groups. You know, men sometimes develop dribbling, and we're not talking about the National Basketball Association or March Madness. But that risk is increased with prostate surgery. Sexual function is affected both with radiation and surgery. They said the men who have surgery have low sexual function early on, and that continues. Sexual function does decline as men age anyway. The men in the radiotherapy group found that their sexual function dropped. Then they had some recovery, but then their sexual function ultimately declines. And so, yes, there are consequences to treatment. One critique of the study is like, okay, study was done in the UK, and it was done in the early 2000s. We have better treatments now, but they include intensity-modulated radiation therapy, brachytherapy, and robot-assisted prostate surgeries. But according to the article in CNN, other studies evaluating them have shown that the effects on these outcomes are very similar to the effects that we see in this study done early in the 2000s. So this argues for a cautious approach to prostate cancer, and they don't even mention the impact of lifestyle treatments, diet, supplements, exercise. They all have an impact. There's no single panacea treatment for prostate cancer, but those can affect the course of the slowly developing cancer for many men. And many men can live long lives and die happily at 97 or 102 with their prostate cancers, under control without aggressive treatment and the consequences thereof, according to this study. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll take some of your phone calls momentarily. This is Intelligent Medicine.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I'm celebrating. celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Keeker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at seniorcareconsulting.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. That number is available to you 24-7, 365, but also during the program, you can call and record a question when we're off the air. But we've got a question from John in Connecticut. Welcome, John. How are you?
How are you?
Good, thanks. What's your question?
Thanks for taking my call. I woke up this morning and I was very stiff from arthritis. I'm a type 2 diabetic. And I know I have allergies, and like you said, the pollen comes from down south where it's already, you know, it's already spring, you know. So we get it up here. And what do you take for vitamins for your allergies, aches and pains, and your everyday thing?
Okay, you know, it's kind of complicated because, you know, with your underlying conditions, you know, there's some inflammation in your body. Inflammation always accompanies diabetes. And so among the things that help inflammation, curcumin helps inflammation, fish oil helps inflammation, also tends to tamp down allergies to some extent. But specifically the things that work best for allergies are vitamin C, you know, just good old-fashioned vitamin C. It acts as a natural antihistamine. As well as quercetin, and there's a nice product from one of our sponsors. It's called BCQ. It has quercetin, but also curcumin and boswellin, which is anti-inflammatory and may help aches and pains that you're suffering from. You know, when I tell people what supplements to take, you know, it's fine to offer some offhand recommendations on the radio program, but I got to say that in my medical practice, I sit down with patients exhaustively. You know, they fill out questionnaires. We take a complete diet history. We look at their medical history, and we may test them for vitamin levels. And, you know, that all comes together in a complicated algorithm to create an ideal program. may discover, for example, that you have inadequate vitamin D, which may be associated with diabetes or overweight and may be associated with a greater propensity to inflammation. We may find that there's cardiovascular risk involved and may then give you some nutrients that are helpful for that. So it's hard to come up with a comprehensive vitamin recommendation, but specifically for allergies, the things I mentioned are just fine. Okay. Thanks for your call. 877-726-8255, our number. And this study is creating a bit of a stir because if you have a child or a grandchild who's involved in sport, soccer is very popular, and it involves kicking the ball, but it also involves hitting the ball. And it, you know, it's quite fascinating when you look at professional soccer players and their ability, uncanny ability, to take a ball that is high up in the air with a very complex trajectory, and then positioning themselves exactly in the right place with the right head angle, because it's one thing to throw a ball, it's another thing to kick a ball, it's another thing to head a ball. It's a very, very complex skill. But then they can head the ball into the goal, and that's always pretty amazing. That elicits a big, big cheer from the crowd. But according to a new study, it's kind of scary. Study out of Sweden, soccer players are more likely to develop dementia over time. This study published in the prestigious medical journal The Lancet. They reviewed the health records of over 6,000 players in the Swedish top division from 1924 to 2019. And they compared it to, you know, average folks from Sweden. 8.9% of the soccer players earned diagnoses with neurodegenerative disease. In terms of the overall population, it was only 6%. So that's a significant difference. And so what they found was that goalkeepers, here's you might say, well, just playing soccer is a risk factor. I don't know, there's something about soccer. Maybe it's the, you know, pesticides they use on the fields of natural turf. And so all soccer players are going to have neurodegenerative disease. Well, the goalkeepers don't head the ball. They can use their hands. They can grab the ball. They did not have an increased risk. So very clearly something's going on here. Increased risk with heading the ball. And that may be something that we've got to pay attention to when our kids are engaged in these forms of sport. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, among them several stand out for their support of immune function and respiratory health. NAC, Allerol, Serrapeptase, and Abiotic Immune Plus. NAC promotes detoxification and healthy respiratory function. Allerol supports respiratory structures and functions. Serrapeptase supports a healthy response to biological stress. And Abiotic Immune Plus is a botanical formula designed to support healthy immune system function. NAC, Allerol, Serrapeptase, and Abiotic Immune Plus for supportive immune function and respiratory health. And they're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. You've heard me talk about vital nutrients. They've developed BCQ, a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that supports a healthy inflammatory response. The nutrients in this distinctive formula also support gastrointestinal function and help maintain healthy connective tissue. BCQ combines boswellia and curcumin with quercetin, a potent flavonoid, and bromelain, a proteolytic enzyme for a healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the digestive tract. For more information and order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But You'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrol's chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavonatrols.com. That's flavonatrols.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR.
Betsy has a scratch.
Who has a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. 1 out of 5 falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities, abilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. I want to thank all you listeners who participated in our recent Spring Forward to Health sale, where we saw an unprecedented number of people ordering supplements via my online store, drhoffmanstore.com. And the sale's over, but I want to mention that we stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find. And the professional quality supplements, you can buy them reliably and safely with proof that they are well vetted and potent and free of toxicity via drhoffmanstore.com. That's my full script dispensary. 877-726-8255 is our number. You can record your question anytime you like during the week, or you can call live. Also, if you want to email your questions, questions@drhoffman.net, and we'll read those questions on our weekly Q&A with Layla podcast if you prefer to send your questions that way. But we got questions here for today's program. Annie in Massachusetts, welcome. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm 71 years old, really healthy. I'm many plant-based, and I netto every day. I really take care of myself, but I have lipoprotein little A. My calcium score is zero, but my doctor put me on azetamide, and I don't want to be on any drugs. And
okay,
I
hang on. So let's explain the situation here. You say you have LP little A. So among the risk factors for cardiovascular disease, we know that cholesterol may be a risk factor for some people, especially high LDL cholesterol, and then we can subfractionate the LDL to the dense small particles and the large fluffy particles, which are more benign. And we can look at other factors like homocysteine and in particular inflammation, measured by C-reactive protein, and we can look at your weight and your activity levels and your family history, and we can also look at whether you have high blood pressure, and many things go into it, smoking history, but LP little A is an important risk factor. And when LP little A is elevated, even in the absence of other risk factors, such as high cholesterol, sometimes doctors are prompted to want to address it. So what is your LP little A? Do you happen to know the number?
No, it is high, but all my numbers are good. My triglycerides are like 57.
No, yeah, but do you know your LPA number? Can you give me a number?
It's like 300 and some. It's high.
So here's the interesting thing, is that in the face of, it should be 30 or less is optimal, and 300 is high. You don't have any plaque. You had a calcium score of zero. And so that suggests that by lowering your LP little A, we're not going to make a big difference here. Now, here's the problem. LPA is very hard to lower. Statins don't lower LP little A. In fact, they may slightly raise LP little A, but inconsequentially so. They just don't have much of an impact on it. Diet doesn't have much of an impact on it. Exercise doesn't have much of an impact on it. So he prescribed ezetimibe. And ezetimibe, to my knowledge, is not a drug that lowers LP little A. The drugs that can lower LP little A is a new type of drug. They're injectable drugs. They lower cholesterol dramatically. They also may lower LP little A a little bit. These are the so-called PCSK9 drugs, Praluent and Repatha. These are expensive drugs. They need to be prescribed by a cardiologist usually to get reimbursement. But you were just put on ezetimibe, which to my knowledge doesn't even lower LP little A. So I got to say, I would get a second opinion from a cardiologist. Are you seeing a cardiologist? Because I think that's just kind of a rookie mistake made by your doctor, in my opinion.
I did. I take netto every day. I take nettokinase.
Yeah, that's all fine. But I'm just saying, number one, since you have zero plaque and you've attained the age of, you're over 70 and, that's the point where we're beginning to see cardiovascular risk emerge. I would say that it's pretty much clear sailing for you. It's hard to get heart disease when you're over 70 and you have zero plaque. It's hard to go from zero to 800, in 5 or 10 years. So I don't think you have that much cardiovascular risk in spite of it is a risk factor, but maybe there's just some, Teflon factor in your genetic makeup or something that we haven't even discovered yet that's protecting you from cardiovascular disease. I would say that this doesn't sound like it's a big deal when you have zero plaque. That's my opinion. So, and ezetimibe, in my opinion, is also not the drug that's going to do it. Ezetimibe can lower cholesterol, but is not targeting LP little A, to my knowledge. Okay? So that's my opinion. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, this came across this. It's interesting because a product that I take on a daily basis is something called Plus CBD Relief. It's from one of our good sponsors, CV Sciences, and it's designed to help with, ordinary aches and pains, athletic recovery. It's got some CBD, CBDA, and it's got an ingredient called PEA, which stands for palmitoyl ethanolamide. And there's a very interesting rundown on PEA in Psychology Today, because PEA has now been shown to help protect the brain from aging. And a very nice review by a guy named Gary Wank, PhD, who writes for Psychology Today, give him full credit. They say that PEA is a dietary cannabinoid that can reduce the impact of many neuropathological mechanisms. So among those brain disorders, they include Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, and others. And what they have in common is inflammation, which is destructive in the brain. Now, there are two important fatty acids that are found in the brain. One is called anandamide. Anandamide can be found naturally in cocoa powder and black truffles. We'll talk a little later about the benefits of cocoa powder. PEA is found in egg yolks, soybeans, and peanut oil. And while anandamide produces some degree of euphoria, ananda is actually from the Sanskrit for bliss. In contrast, PEA does not bind well to cannabinoid receptors. It has no apparent psychoactive effects, but it's beneficial because it can block inflammation and the sensation of pain. And that's one of the reasons I take it. But there's actually some human and animal evidence that support the neurobiological therapeutic benefits of PEA, particularly related to changes seen in the brains of patients with Alzheimer's disease. Also, the suggestion is that it may play a role for individuals suffering from the neurodegenerative conditions like Parkinson's disease and post-stroke. So there's now the recommendation that dietary PEA supplementation may be included, and I'm quoting, as a valuable adjunctive therapy to current approaches for the prevention and treatment of age-related neurodegenerative diseases. So that's quite fascinating, and it's a nice segue to this announcement. It's not about CV Sciences plus CBD relief product, but they have a full suite of products. And because March is National Sleep Awareness Month, let's talk about something that can help to support restful sleep. The CBD Calm is a product developed by CV Sciences, but they also have CBD Sleep. These are in gummy form, and these products combine well-studied ingredients offering non-habit-forming options in natural sleep and relaxation. CBD Calm helps ease tension, can soothe irritability, and it contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of the following ingredients, plus L-theanine, CBD, and 5-HTP. CBD Sleep, and I take this on a regular basis, and it really makes a difference. It aids occasional sleeplessness, containing melatonin and CBD, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm. So you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. Both products are backed by science. That's CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. And they contain clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, and also find out about Plus CBD Relief containing PEA, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And use coupon code Hoffman30, get this, for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. So there you have it. This is just such an important burgeoning field, what are called the cannabinoids and related compounds. They really are revolutionizing the field of nutritional medicine, and it's great that we have them available in a variety of forms. Okay, while we're talking about cholesterol, you know, this lady was concerned about cardiovascular risk. Let's talk about another risk factor for cardiovascular disease, and that is something called C-reactive protein. And about 25 years ago, maybe 30 years ago, a guy named Paul Ridker began talking about inflammation as a cardiovascular risk. It can be measured via something called hsCRP, highly sensitive CRP. We measure it in all our patients. And it's an important risk factor because you can have normal cholesterol or you can be on a statin, which lowers your cholesterol dramatically, but still have dangerously high CRP and remain at risk for cardiovascular disease. So let me give you an idea of how effective statins are in people who do not have heart disease, like this lady who called. This is a study that looked at the primary prevention of cardiovascular events in adults age 50 to 75. Primary prevention means you don't have heart disease. There's no evidence you have heart disease. But they simply want to put you on a statin to lower your cholesterol. What they found, and they looked at an enormous number of individuals, over 65,000 individuals, they discovered that it would take for one patient to be prevented from having cardiovascular disease or a major adverse cardiovascular event, that's heart attack, stroke, need for emergency bypass, to prevent one person from having a major cardiovascular event, you'd have to treat 100 individuals 50 to 75. In other words, 99 wouldn't benefit. So, okay, another study, I'm just teeing this up. This just came out, and it's by Paul Ridker. He's been talking about CRP for 30-plus years. What they say here is you can be on a statin, but once you're on a statin, inflammation assessed by high-sensitivity CRP, abbreviation HSCRP, was a stronger predictor for risk of future cardiovascular events than cholesterol or even looking at LDL cholesterol. So you can lower the LDL as much as you want. You can lower it down to 30 with some of these new drugs. Your overall cholesterol may be single digits, and your so-called bad LDL can be less than 50, less than 40, less than 30. They can get it down. But if you don't address inflammation, well, you're missing the boat on cardiovascular protection. And among the things that reduce inflammation, there are a lot of them. Fish oil reduces inflammation. Curcumin reduces inflammation. Weight loss, exercise reduces inflammation. Working on the microbiome can have an impact on inflammation. But when you're looking at a drug approach, no known drug is as effective as an ancient drug, colchicine. Colchicine used for the treatment of gout. But it was used in the time of the pharaohs for treating arthritis. It's an anti-inflammatory drug. And colchicine may actually find its way back as a new cardiovascular preventive for people with highly sensitive C-reactive protein, according to this new study. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You've heard me talk about my preferred fish oil brand, Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including an innovative high-performance vegan omega option. But Vital Nutrients innovations don't end there. They've also developed BCQ, a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that supports a healthy inflammatory response. The nutrients in this distinctive formula also support gastrointestinal function and help maintain healthy connective tissue. BCQ combines Boswellia and curcumin with quercetin, a potent flavonoid, and bromelain, a proteolytic enzyme for a healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the digestive tract. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. Vital Nutrients has been known for nearly 30 years for their clean and innovative formulations, utilizing peer-reviewed research, bioavailable and bioactive ingredients in therapeutic doses. I take them and use them in my practice. Just go to vitalnutrients.co and check them out. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
And it wasn't just a job, it was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. If it hadn't been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was like, I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Limp, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer from legendary Direct Connection Performance Parts. For more on the Never Limp mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. A little follow-up to that call from Annie in Massachusetts. She has high LPA, which is a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. No plaque, so apparently it did not have an impact on her arterial calcification or potential for blockage. Her doctor prescribed ezetimibe, which is a non-statin drug for cholesterol lowering. And I had a hunch that it has no impact on LP little a, but just to be sure, I looked it up. A study done in 2018, impact of ezetimibe on plasma lipoprotein A as a monotherapy or in combination with statins. And here's what they found. They looked at 10 randomized placebo-controlled clinical trials. Ezetimibe therapy had no effect on altering plasma LP concentrations. So it's a wackadoodle thing that you know, I got to say it straight out. I don't understand the rationale for that therapy. Maybe I'm missing something here, but it's not going to lower her LPA. They're coming up with new drugs designed to target LPA for people who need it, but I don't think Andy's a candidate for those drugs. And while we're talking about the impact of inflammation on cardiovascular disease as measured by highly sensitive C-reactive protein, here's a suggestion, because what are some of the things that can combat inflammation in the body? Well, we've heard me talk about the innovative formulations from Vital Nutrients. They've developed something called BCQ, which we mentioned previously in the show in relationship to allergies and sinus problems. It's a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that supports a healthy inflammatory response. The nutrients in this distinctive formula also support gastrointestinal function. They help maintain healthy connective tissue. So, yeah, it applies to inflammation wherever you experience it, in the joints as well. BCQ combines boswellia and curcumin with quercetin, a potent bioflavonoid, and bromelain, great for allergies, a proteolytic enzyme for a healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the GI tract. For more information in order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. Vital Nutrients has been known for nearly 30 years for their clean and innovative formulations. They utilize peer-reviewed research, bioavailable and bioactive ingredients and therapeutic doses. I take them and use them in my practice. Just go to vitalnutrients.co and check them out. Let's talk now to Jeff in Wisconsin. Jeff, what's your question?
Yes, Dr. Wright. I was curious about a treatment. I had prostate cancer approximately 12 years ago. I'm 70 years old. And I went for the seed implant procedure. And my last PSA check was undetectable. So I never hear of anybody talk about the seed implant. So I'd like your opinion.
What, did it have any adverse effects on you? Did you experience any urinary incontinence or any effects on your sexual performance? Any problems there?
No, I haven't had any trouble whatsoever.
Good. Okay, so a couple of things. One, the treatment may have saved you from dying from prostate cancer. Or alternatively, the treatment may have saved you from the prostate cancer that would have killed you at 113, but you're not going to live that long anyway. It might be a slowly developing, relatively non-aggressive prostate cancer that was treated relatively aggressively, but this suggests that seed implants can be a relatively low-risk intervention for men who have prostate cancer, don't want to go through standard external beam radiotherapy, as precise as it is now, there's some new developments in it, or the surgery, even the robot-assisted surgery, which is said to be superior in terms, you know, it's nerve-sparing, it preserves potency and urinary continence. But still, even with these advances, some men suffer the consequences of aggressive prostate treatment. But thanks for weighing in with that, and that should be encouraging for men to look at seed implant as an option, as a relatively low-risk intervention for dealing with a prostate cancer. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. March is National Sleep Awareness Month. Adequate sleep is a cornerstone of better long-term health. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their natural wellness line, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep, combines well-studied ingredients offering non-habit-forming options in natural sleep and relaxation support. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD plus L-theanine and 5-HTP. CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm, so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, a nationally recognized military-friendly employer and official sponsor of National Defense Network. To learn more about their exclusive discounts for military and veteran families, visit T-Mobile.com today.
The Department of Veterans Affairs estimates there are more than 33,000 veterans considered homeless in the country and about 120 in New Hampshire. But advocates say the number is likely much higher. David Tilley, Director of Veteran Services for Veterans First Harbor Care, said there are many reasons veterans might find themselves without a place to live. Whether it's the scars that they have remaining from post-traumatic stress or the physical scars and disabilities of war, he said. It's very hard to have a clear number, Executive Director of Liberty House Jeff Nelson said. Veterans First Harbor Care and Liberty House help veterans get back on their feet by finding success and recovery and setting up work and housing. For more great veteran stories, just go to National Defense Network.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Lawmakers are considering how to react to the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press today, South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds, who serves on the Senate Banking Committee, says it might take a few months, but the government steps to help investors of the failed banks will help stabilize the industry.
I think we're going to be moving in the right direction. I did agree with what the Fed did and the Treasury did over the weekend to stop the bleeding, so to speak, on the immediate aftermath. But longer term, I think a lot of our regional banks and the smaller banks in particular are going to want some reassurances that they're going to be able to compete with the big ones.
Meanwhile, Swiss President Alain Berset said banking giant UBS is acquiring its smaller rival Credit Suisse for almost $3.25 billion in an effort to avoid further market-shaking turmoil in global banking. President Biden spoke today with Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, expressing concerns over his government's plan to overhaul the country's judicial system that have sparked widespread protests across Israel and to encourage compromise. The White House says Mr. Biden reiterated U.S. concerns about the measure to roll back the judiciary's insulation from the country's political system in a call that a senior official described as candid and conservative. Meanwhile, speaking with Salem Radio, Israel's former ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, describes potential consequences from the proposed compromise.
Those Orthodox want to pass legislation that, for example, would make Torah study, full-time Torah study in yeshivas and religious schools, the equivalent of military service. Okay? The Supreme Court would turn that down, but there won't be a Supreme Court to turn it down because there's no judicial review. And guess what? People are going to stop showing up for military service.
North Korea says its ballistic missile launch over the weekend simulated a nuclear attack against South Korea. More at stownhall.com.
Tagorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the three-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Officials taking a look overseas. Israeli and Palestinian officials are meeting in the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh.
The talks may offer an opportunity to ease tensions between the sides and rein in a spiral of violence ahead of a sensitive holiday period beginning this week. The meeting is the second attempt by the sides, shepherded by regional allies Egypt and Jordan, as well as the US, to end a year-long spasm of violence. It's seen more than 200 Palestinians killed by Israeli fire and more than 40 Israelis or foreigners killed in Palestinian attacks. The upcoming period is sensitive because large numbers of Jewish and Muslim faithful pour into Jerusalem's Old City, the emotional heart of the conflict and a flashpoint for violence, increasing friction points. I'm Charles Tillotesma.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Republican lawmakers nationwide are pushing to increase the use of cash bail in pretrial detention.
Their efforts are a counter to Democratic measures that have sought to eliminate cash bail and ensure most defendants are released before trial in states like Illinois and Chicago. GOP lawmakers in 14 states introducing 20 bills to bolster cash bail since legislative sessions began anew in 2023. Now, Democrats say the measures would simply increase disparity within the justice system and favor wealthy defendants. Republicans say they will protect the public from people accused of violent crime. Jason Walker reporting.
A Kansas man killed during World War II has been identified and his remains will be returned to his native state for burial. 22-year-old Army Sergeant Gregory Knoll will be laid to rest January 7th in Garden City. More at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle. Right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Really appreciate you tuning in, and today is a very special episode of the program, and here's why. If you could, I am so excited, I'm about to jump out of my seat. So I have a major announcement that I would love to share with you today, and it is about my firm, Senior Care Consulting. Drum roll, please. Sound the trumpets! I am very excited to announce that my firm, Senior Care Consulting, is now awarding franchises and expanding nationwide all across America. That's right. I am fulfilling my dream of being able to help people all across the country with the services provided by Senior Care Consulting. And let me say this, I could not be more excited. I could not be more proud. And I'll tell you what, just a couple of weeks ago, it was kind of a wild weekend. I received 5 franchise inquiries over the weekend. 5. And at that point, I had not even announced this yet. So I know there's interest in this type of a business. And then once they find out and learn exactly what it is that we do, and more importantly, how we do it, I'm going to break that down in a little bit. Because like I say, we offer a placement service with integrity. This is going to be big. There is no doubt in my mind. I haven't even announced it. And my phone's ringing, and I'm being contacted through our webpage and all of that stuff. Okay, this is, I'm so excited. I could just, it's kind of hard to breathe properly. So, and let me say this. If you are interested in a franchise of your own and a territory where you live, right now, I mean, we're just now starting. So the entire country is wide open right now. It won't be forever, but it's wide open right now. And that's because we are just beginning. Now, we are registered in most states, but not all states, okay? And frankly, some of the states are a little more difficult to do business or, you know, establish a business and get that going. It's not impossible, but, you know, for right now, we're going to get to them soon. But for right now, we're going to start with, you know, most of the states, and then we will end up expanding into the rest of the states relatively soon. And we currently have people who are interested in buying a franchise and delivering service directly. So I'm speaking with individuals right now, and they say, you know, we would own the business, we would run and operate the business, and we would, you know, we would deliver the service directly to our clients. And then senior care franchising, we have also been contacted by investors, and that's a little different situation. Now, they love the business, they love the model, they love everything about it, but they wouldn't directly deliver the services. So they want to buy a franchise, and I'm speaking with some folks who want to buy, you know, multiple franchise territories in a region, and then they will hire people to run and operate that business and deliver the services. So there are two ways to look at the opportunity from two different angles, really. I have spoken to several people. I've visited with them who are interested, and they all seem to have something in common. Okay, so they've worked in the business of senior care in some form or fashion. So one gentleman I'm speaking with, he has been an administrator in long-term care. He's a licensed nursing home administrator. That's the kind of the acronym that goes along with that. He really gets this. He's very, very excited. And we may end up working together, and I may award a franchise to him in a territory that he's interested in. Another has been has had some executive director in an assisted living experience. So they've been an ED in an assisted living, and they totally get it as well. That's like an administrator of long-term care, but at that assisted living level. They get it. They get it. One has been in marketing in senior living for many years, and frankly, she's tired of the corporate grind, and I get that. She wants to own her own business. She wants to make a difference, and she wants to work for herself. And not to get too negative on you know, the corporate America and that business model, but she can run circles around her boss. And her boss micromanages her because she's a threat to her boss. Does that sound familiar to anyone? Myself, personally, been there, done that, bought the T-shirt. Right? So business opportunities like this are very attractive to people who are go-getters, people who want to work for themselves and set their own schedule and not have to report to a micromanaging boss who's threatened by you. That kind of describes me, frankly. Owning a senior care consulting franchise is about working for yourself and owning your own business and delivering a deeply meaningful service, helping people in their greatest time of need. Owning a senior care consulting franchise means doing business the right way. What that means is we operate our business ethically. We do not receive kickbacks from any senior care providers. And as you've heard me say maybe a few hundred times, that is a gross conflict of interest. We have nothing to do with that. I've never been paid one single penny over the last 21 years of operating senior care consulting. Never have, never will. That's just not the business model. We offer a placement service with integrity, and that's something that we can all be very proud of. And then, you know, what is the vision? What is the vision for SCC franchising? Well, here it is, and it's just very, very clear. Senior Care Consulting will become the nation's top alternative to the free referral services. We will disrupt the status quo of an entire industry by offering a placement service with integrity. That is it. That is the vision. And let me tell you what, we will fulfill our vision and our mission. And I could not be more excited. I cannot be more proud of what we do and the way that we go about our business and how we are able to help our clients. I was talking to one of the gentlemen, and just a really good guy. And he had worked in senior care before, and he said, you know, Steve, he said, I really loved working with seniors and serving seniors and their families. He took a step away, and he's working in a different kind of a business, but he said, you know, I just keep thinking about returning to the area of working in the area of senior care. And he said something that really just caught my ear. And frankly, this is another one of these common threads to everyone I'm talking to. He said, I want to do something that has purpose. I want to do something that has purpose. I want to do something that is meaningful, that has a positive impact on other people and the lives of other people. How about that? That's who I'm looking for. That's who I'm interested in awarding a franchise. And he believes that senior care consulting and the services that we offer and the way we conduct our business ethically, operating in a very, very ethical manner, offering placement service with integrity, he's all about that. He said it fits his need for doing something with purpose. He said it fits that need very, very well. So, if you're interested in discussing a franchise opportunity, let me give you a couple of ways to reach out. 833-722-3726. And an easy way to remember that, it's 833-SCC-FRAN. Okay, and I'll repeat that in the upcoming segments. But first, Senior Care Live question of the week. The foundation of the business model of Senior Care Consulting is that we are not a free referral service and we do not receive kickbacks or payment from any provider. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess
helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This is sponsored by IBM. NASA collects a massive amount of Earth and geospatial data. IBM is building and applying new artificial intelligence technology to help NASA analyze this data and extract insights about our planet. IBM's technology can help scientists detect changes, such as natural disasters, crop activity, and wildlife habitats, to better understand current climate issues. IBM and NASA are also using IBM's AI technology to create an easily searchable body of Earth science literature, providing researchers convenient and timely access to scientific information. Raghu Ganti, principal researcher at IBM.
Researchers have already seen the potential for today's AI technology in language applications like chatbots. Now, IBM's work with NASA will show a new use for this technology, one that will help a community of scientists working on our most pressing climate issues.
This is just one way IBM's AI technology can be applied to many areas of business and society. To learn more, visit research.ibm.com.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. One of the largest banks in the country completely collapsing. Do you know exactly where your money's located? Is it being mismanaged by another woke tech startup? With no light at the end of the tunnel, how do you make sure your investments are safe from being washed away? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The foundation of the business model of senior care consulting is that we are not a free referral service, and we do not receive kickbacks or payments from any provider. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. So this is a huge part of senior care consulting. And as I've mentioned many times before, there's a very large free referral service out there and making all sorts of promises. I'm not going to get into all that today, right? I don't want to get mad. This is a happy day. I'm announcing my expansion. But and then you've got about a half a dozen to a dozen other companies that are trying to be them. But the one commonality, they're all free. The reason they're free is because they don't work for you. They work for a short, incomplete list of providers willing to pay them a gigantic amount of money in the form of a commission. Some people call it a kickback, whatever you want to title it, whatever you want to label it. Okay, they're paid by the places they recommend. I don't believe in that. My brain's not wired that way. It's just not. Okay, they don't represent all of your options. If your best option is across the street and they're not willing to pay to play, and by the way, there are so many places not willing to play this game. They're not going to pay to play. You're not going to hear about them because that's not how they make money. That's not their model. Okay, so the foundation of the business model is we work directly for our clients with a reasonable flat fee for service. And I'm going to break that down a little bit later on in the program. But I wanted to back up and just let you know, if you're new to the program, you're new to Senior Care Consulting, well, let me just give a brief recap of how all of this started. Like many businesses, it starts with my own personal story. So I have over 30 years of experience in the business of senior care at a lot of different levels, from your basic level to your highest levels. I've worked for locally owned companies, regional companies, national conglomerates, and I've been around the block. I know a lot of stuff, and I've enjoyed all of my experience in the world in the business of senior care. I've even been an administrator of a long-term care community, assisted living community, memory care programs. Okay, and I really enjoy that as well. But back in 2001, I helped my grandparents through this transition, through this search and selection process. And it was through that experience that I started my firm, Senior Care Consulting, all in an effort to help other families in the same way that I helped my very own family. And Grandma was living at home with Grandpa. They were independent, 87 and 89 years old. And Grandpa had dementia. So, you know, Grandma had to take the car keys away and all the things that go along with being the caregiver for a loved one with dementia. And he was still doing pretty well. Okay. But she had to watch over him. He was my grandpa could be a handful. and gosh, I miss him. But one night, unfortunately, my grandma took a fall, and she ended up falling backwards, and she hit her head and neck on the wall on the way down, and she fractured her neck. And that's a major. Usually that doesn't happen with falls, but it did this time. And that's a major injury. Now, she was very fortunate. She did not pass away from that injury, and she was not paralyzed from that injury. So that was the fortunate part. But I'll tell you what, man, it took the wind out of her sails big time. And she ended up, of course, having to go to the hospital. She had to wear that really hard collar, that Philadelphia collar, that where you can't move your neck anywhere because they wanted everything still so everything could kind of grow back into place, et cetera, et cetera. She hated all of that, and I would have too. But it was very clear that they were not going to be able to go home back to their house, and she asked me to find a place where they could both receive care together because they wanted to be together. And I'll tell you what, that was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. It broke my heart. I can. It's the only house I ever knew of my grandparents. I can still smell their house. You know how when you go to your grandparents' house, you can smell their house. It smells like your grandparents' house, right? Something familiar and something full of love and laughter and family memories and all those things. So when I went out and I conducted a search, I took my grandson glasses off and I put my administrator glasses on. I tried to be as objective as I could be, and I went out, and this sounds really arrogant, and I promise it's not meant to be, but I wasn't there to hear the two-hour sales presentation and all that, and I'm not mad at the sales folks. They're just doing their job, but here's how I thought this should go. I went out, and I want to see your place, and then I'm here to interview you. And I have some questions for you that probably no one has ever asked you. And depending on what I learn from you and about your place and your organization, et cetera, I may or I may not trust you to care for my grandparents. And that's just how I thought it should go. And I wasn't mean about it. I was very professional about it. I didn't mean to be arrogant. I wasn't trying to ask, all kinds of super, super crazy questions. These are very fair questions. They're really, really good questions. And the information that I learned, that was super, super important. And it did help me form an opinion that helped me choose the place that I felt would be the best fit. And that's what I did for them. So fast forward, and that was the beginning of the thought of you know, I wonder if there's a service around that is similar to how I helped my own grandparents. And I looked around. This has been a long time ago. There was nothing like this, and I mean nothing, zero. So I started to develop the service and help, again, help other families in the same way that I helped my own grandparents. And those foundational 8 or 9 questions that I asked on their behalf, they remain today, but I've added to that over the years, and now we conduct really more of a performance audit. And again, this is not some adversarial approach, not in no way, shape, or form. We just ask a lot of really good questions. We gather really great information. We report that back to our clients, and then they can make an informed decision and move forward with confidence. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know how it all started many, many years ago. And coming up next, I'm going to break down the services offered, how they work, how our clients benefit from the services offered by my firm, now nationwide, Senior Care Consulting.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And there, it's all over on all of the major platforms. So, and if you can't find it on your platform, would you shoot me an email or give me a call or send me a text or something? Just let me know that so that I can make sure that we're on that platform as well. But we are definitely on all the major ones for sure. All right, so today we're celebrating the announcement of my firm Senior Care Consulting offering franchises. We will be awarding franchises all across the nation. Again, I could not be more excited, could not be more proud of that. So we're fine. This has been a dream of mine for a long time, and now we're making it happen. So, and I think the timing is good because the phone is ringing even before we've made the announcement. So that's pretty amazing. So just wanted to give just kind of a quick overview of the services that we offer through Senior Care Consulting. I can boil it down into a pretty simple statement. We help families and individuals find the right senior care community meeting their exact needs. Okay, so first of all, we help them determine exactly what they need through a proprietary geriatric care assessment. And then based on that care assessment, we research the entire marketplace, not some short little incomplete list of folks giving us kickbacks, because none of that applies in this model. Thank you very much. I'm so proud of that. Doesn't that just make sense? Doesn't it just make sense? Okay, not going there. I keep baiting myself into a rant, and I'm not going to do it. I'm trying to not do it. But we research the entire marketplace, and we narrow that to our top options. Then the next step, you get one of our consultants, one of our representatives for the day. And together, we go out with our clients, and we check out all three places. We go for an in-person tour. We walk around. We see everything that we need to see. And then while we're there, again, we just ask a lot of good questions. And there's nothing. I've had some people say, oh, boy, I bet they hate to see you coming because you ask them some tough questions. And I'm like, no, on the contrary, they love to see us coming. Because when we walk through their door, they don't have to hide their checkbook. They're not in jeopardy of having to pay a kickback of several thousand dollars. They love when we walk through the door. It doesn't cost them a penny, not one single penny. And if you choose them and move in, Not 1 cent was spent. All they did was they told their story. They answered some questions. If you chose that particular place, you move in, and that's how, ideally, I think how it should work. That's how it works. So we'll ask all the questions, gather all the information. We're in and out of each place fairly quickly. Okay, we don't spend too long there. We don't linger. And the whole process takes our clients maybe, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours, and we're done. We're done. We're usually done before 1 o'clock. We're usually done 12:30, 12:45, maybe 1 o'clock, depending on our drive time in between the places. Do you know how fast that is? So let me give you some perspective. I have been told by hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people over all of these years, when asking the question, how long did you spend on your search before you finally chose that place? 50 to 100 hours. If you're trying to do your homework, if you're trying to get it right, and you really, really want to choose the best place, you want to have some confidence in that decision. People are spending 50 to 100 hours of their time. Our clients spend 4 to 5 hours, boom, they're done. So it's a tremendous time saver. Tremendous time saver. And then when we're finished, we prepare a report with all of the information discovered on our tours through all of our questions and everything. We deliver that back to our clients. So now they're in a great position. They have received objective, data-driven information on the top places meeting their exact needs. Now they can make an informed decision and move forward with confidence. And that's what the whole program is about. You talk about deeply meaningful service. You talk about purpose. You talk about feeling great about the services that you provide and how you are able to help your clients and how you can hold your head up high in the marketplace knowing you do business the right way. That's what owning a senior care consulting franchise is. That's it. That's it. So on that geriatric care assessment, it's a proprietary form that we have. It's really good. I've developed this over all the years, and it's still a working document. It's still a fluid document, although it's pretty set. But every once in a while, I'll say, you know what? We need to add that to our form, to our assessment. But it answers the major questions of what level of care. And I've talked about all this stuff many times on the show, so I'm not going to break it all down today. But it defines what level of care is needed, what type of care is needed. It defines the payment methods. How are we going to pay for all this? Because it's all kind of expensive. It defines the location parameters. How far are we willing to drive for the best place, the best fit to get the best care? And then it also defines any personal preferences and needs, meaning if you have something very, very specific to you as far as a preference or a need, and we need to make sure that that's going to be met where we're headed, it defines that as well. So we ask you also about, are you a veteran? Or if we're talking to a surviving spouse of a veteran, was your spouse a veteran? You want to know why that's important? Because you may, right now, you may qualify for the VA aid and attendance benefit that can help you pay for expensive senior care. And you may not even know about it. You may not even know that you qualify today. I have met so many people, they've never heard of this, and we start unpacking that, and I help them understand what that is, how it works, how to qualify, how much it pays. And they're like, and I'm like, ma'am or sir, you qualify. Like right now. Right now. They're like, I had no idea. Right? So I always ask that. That's something that all of us do. We talk about any, you know, major medical diagnoses. We talk about any special equipment that might be needed, ability to ambulate, pain management, hospitalizations. Have you been vaccinated for COVID-19? Some places, require it. Most places don't require it, frankly, but it's a good thing to know. Then we have a whole list. We have a whole cognitive screening section that talks about all of the cognitive issues and if they are there. We need to be able to plan for that. We talk about your ADLs, those activities of daily living. Do you need help with bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, incontinence management support, medication management? Okay, any dietary restrictions? We talk about or we find out about your Medicare coverage. Is it traditional? Is it an Advantage plan? We discuss that. We ask if you have long-term care insurance. We drill down on that. We talk about Medicaid. Do you have Medicaid? Do you think you'll need Medicaid? The key question is, do you think that it's possible for you to outlive your assets? If the answer is yes, then we need to talk about that, how to qualify for it, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, we ask about your subsocial information. Really, really important to know. Are you or your loved one, are they a sociable type of a person? What was their profession? Do they have any current interests or hobbies that we want to make sure can be offered and provided? Spiritual information, is there a particular religious or faith preference? Is having a church service important? And sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't, but it's just we need to know about that so we can make sure that we find a place that meets, that can meet all of your needs in every way, shape, and form. Right? And then the final big, big question, what are the most important things to you in considering a senior care community for your loved one or for yourself? Depends on who we're talking to. They can talk about some of their top priorities. If they're not sure, we can prompt them on whether or not some of these things are top priorities. When do we need to move? Steve, we need to move yesterday. We should have called you 6 months ago. Okay, well, that happens. No problem. Right, we'll move as quickly as we can. Steve, we're being proactive. We listen to your radio program, and we really think that's a great idea. We won't need to move until this summer or this fall. We want to get a little ways out ahead of it. Okay, that's fantastic. So that goes on and on and on, but that helps us know exactly what we need to find on your behalf. And coming up next, I'll complete the services offered by Senior Care Consulting, and I want to just round out this whole franchising opportunity. I can't wait to tell you about that. I'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Network.com. What's in a name? This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There was once a village that was 5 miles from the nearest water source. Day in and day out, the people would tire of making the long journey. Finally, the leader of the village said that he would go to the king and ask him to make the distance shorter. The king, of course, granted the village leader's request. And from that day forward, the distance between the village and the water was called 3 miles. When the leader of the village returned and told his people, the people were all overjoyed. In fact, there was only one among them who realized that the actual distance hadn't changed at all. Only the name of the number of miles had changed. But no one else would listen to his reason. When people want a specific answer, truth is pretty irrelevant. For ways to find your truth, visit drchristianconti.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Recently unveiled and going into production in a year from now, the 2024 Cadillac Celestiq is billed as the most technologically advanced Cadillac to date, designed to be the world's first all-electric, ultra-luxury sedan. I caught up with Tony Roma, chief engineer for Celestiq at Cadillac.
Celestiq's going to be a beautiful, epic car that happens to be propelled by electricity only versus making the best electric car we could make. The design was fundamental to the mission on Celestiq, that this car has to inspire people. The tech story is incredible, whether you talk about the additive manufacturing, 3D printing, the SPD roof, there's lots of technology.
That also includes a 55-inch diagonal advanced HD display, the largest in its segment, Super Cruise hands-free technology, and much more. Learn more about the Cadillac Celestiq at Cadillac.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so as I mentioned, we conduct the geriatric care assessment. It's really good. It's super thorough, and it's just on the mark every time. Now we know what we're looking for. We research the entire marketplace. We identify our top options. They check all the boxes. They have space available when we need to move. It meets our payment method. It's the right level of care. They offer the right type of care, on and on and on and on. We are the most knowledgeable people in our communities, in our marketplaces. That's Senior Care Consulting, and that's just that's us. I'm kind of bragging a little bit, but we are. That's just a fact. We will also have, not quite ready yet, it's just about, and I can't wait to talk to you more about this in the future, but we will have some proprietary software where our franchisees can enter the selection criteria, click a button, and it will go, poof, here are all of the options in your market meeting your exact needs. And then we can filter through those to find our top three. It's going to make doing business and conducting business and operating and running a senior care consulting franchise pretty simple. It'd be pretty simple. Okay, we just took a lot of work out of it for you. All right, but once we know where we're headed, again, we go out, we take a tour, we see all the places, we introduce our clients to the marketing or sales or the nursing or the administrative representatives that we'll meet with at the communities that check all the boxes for my clients. We'll ask you some really great questions, gather some information, and we're out. We're not going to spend too much of your time there, but it'll be very meaningful and very efficiently used time. And then when we're finished, we produce a report for our clients. I call it a summary report. It has every question asked, every piece of information discovered. We calculate exact staffing ratios. We report to our clients what the state found in the most recent surprise health inspection. I put a lot of weight on that, and that's really good information to know about. Okay, so now our clients have a wealth of objective, data-driven information on the top three places available in the market meeting their exact needs. That's the best position you can possibly be in, and now you can make an informed decision and move forward with confidence. That is what it's all about. And guess what? We do all that efficiently, and we do that with integrity. The vision of Senior Care Consulting is that we will become the nation's top alternative to the free referral services. We will disrupt the status quo of an entire industry by offering a placement service with integrity. And I'm just so stoked about that, I can just hardly breathe. I'm really, really excited. Guess what? There is a huge, huge appetite for this across the entire country. So there's a term in the financial world, and it's called a fiduciary. So you have financial advisors out there in the marketplace, and some are so-so, some do a fantastic job, just like anything else, okay, in life. But there is a category of financial advisor that really rises above, and it's called a fiduciary. And what that means, it's a specific term for a financial advisor to work in the best interest of their clients. And it can be unquestionable. Okay, so they're not out to churn investments just to churn up a bunch of extra commissions and put them in an investment that doesn't fit, their risk level, you know, all the investment stuff, right? All the financial stuff. They have a legal responsibility to work in the best interest of their clients, and that's a fiduciary. Now, in my business, in the placement world, there's no such term. Although maybe I should create that and form some kind of a certification for it, okay? But as far as I can see, most of these people and companies getting into the business, they're just trying to chase the big guy on the block. And all you have to do to know how they work is work. I've mentioned it before. Look for one word, free. If it's free to you, they don't work for you. They work for the places they recommend. They get paid gigantic money. If you choose one of those places, they get a gigantic kickback. Guess what? That's not working in your best interest. They don't work for you. Okay? So go talk to an attorney and ask them if they understand the Senior Care Consulting business model. Attorneys love our business model. They get it instantly because guess what? They have the same approach. They are paid a flat fee for service or a fee for service. They're paid by their clients, and then in turn, the attorney works for their clients, and they work in their best interest. So attorneys love this approach. Financial advisors who are fiduciaries, they get it, boom, instantly. I've told the story and shared the business model. I don't even know how many times, so many times. And when I see them light up right away, I know they got it. They've got it. They get it. They appreciate it. And once they understand how we work, guess who they send their clients to? They send their clients to Senior Care Consulting for placement services because they know their clients will be treated with respect. They know that we offer ethical services, a placement service with integrity, and they trust us to serve their clients and work in their clients' best interest. They get it. They absolutely get it. I have a nationally syndicated radio program So guess what I intend to do? In every market that a Senior Care Consulting franchise is in, I'm going to drop my radio show into every single market where we have a franchise location. I'm having a world-class website, custom-built and turbocharged for SEO, search engine optimization. That should be done here in about 30-45 days, and it's going to be done. I'm super pumped and super stoked to see that. That will climb organically to the top of the search engines. I have an excellent training program that will equip our franchise owners to become successful. I want to train an army of senior care ninjas. We will be the most knowledgeable people in our markets, the most respected people in our markets. We will be respected for the service we provide and how we provide it. This is such a big deal. And again, I am so, so excited, so proud to announce this news to you today. Again, if you're interested in discussing a franchise, 833-SCC-FRAN. That's 833-722-3726 or franchising@seniorcareconsulting.com. You just go to seniorcareconsulting.com to the franchise page. However you get to us, reach out and we will talk. All right, I'm Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Former President Trump has called for protests as he predicts his arrest, while his former number two calls the investigation political.
Former Vice President Mike Pence says with all the problems in New York, the Manhattan DA doesn't need to investigate hush money payments to women who allege sexual encounters with Trump.
It just feels like a politically charged prosecution.
Trump has said he expects to be arrested Tuesday and is calling for protest.
The American people have a constitutional right to peaceably assemble.
The former vice president also says people are frustrated about
what they sense is a two-tier justice system in this country. I think is well-founded.
Pence made his comments on ABC this week with George Stephanopoulos during a visit to Iowa, an early voting state, and said he's giving serious consideration to running for president. Julie Walker, New York.
As the GOP presidential candidates and potential candidates begin to jockey for position, one name will not be in play this season, Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
President's not the kind of thing you can just decide, you know, overnight to do. You know, you got to prepare yourself for that and have all the infrastructure in place. So I have no plans or intentions to do anything, run for anything over the next couple of years.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Rubio, who ran unsuccessfully for the nomination in the 2016 cycle, says he has other things he's focused on that will preclude him from tossing his hat into the 2024 ring. Vladimir Putin visited Ukraine, his first trip to the war-torn country since the invasion. Over the weekend, he spent a couple of hours on Saturday in the occupied, ravaged city of Mariupol. The visit was a show of defiance by Putin, one day after the International Criminal Court issued a warrant for his arrest on war crimes charges. Check out the latest news and analysis at townhall.com.
When you take time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Early projections after Sunday's presidential election in Montenegro suggest the long-serving Montenegrin incumbent will face a political newcomer in a runoff presidential election next month. BBC's Guy Deloney reports.
Milo Djukanovic might be on top for now, but the first round results may worry the man who's dominated Montenegro's politics for more than three decades. He polled just 35% of the vote. That's almost 20% lower than the 2018 election, when Mr. Djukanovic secured a first round victory. His runoff opponent will be Yakov Milatovic of the centrist Europe Now party. He's already received a boost from the third-placed candidate. Democratic Front leader Andrija Mandic has called on his supporters to vote for Mr. Milatovic in the second round.
Chinese leader Xi Jinping due to meet Vladimir Putin in Moscow in a political boost for the isolated Russian president. The visit starts Monday. More at townhall.com. Big strike this week in Los Angeles.
Thousands of workers in the Los Angeles Unified School District will strike for 3 days over stalled contract talks, and teachers will join them. The strike begins Tuesday and was announced by leaders of the Service Employees International Union, which represents about 30,000 teachers' aides, bus drivers, and cafeteria workers. The union representing 35,000 teachers, counselors, and other staff will join the effort. The district will probably be forced to close the schools. John Scott reporting.
The state of California and a generic drug manufacturer are announcing a 10-year partnership to produce affordable state-branded insulin that they hope will rival longtime producers and push down prices for a medication used by millions of Americans. The product, though, not expected on store shelves until at least next year. No price range has been given. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend program where we run down all the important health stories of the week. Intelligent medicine means the best of high-tech medicine and the best of natural therapies. We comment on all facets of health, including diet, exercise, supplements. Everything is fair game. 877-726-8255 is how you get on the air with me. And you can pose a question or share a comment. Perhaps you've got a success story. Maybe you've undertaken a form of natural therapy that has conquered your malaise. We want to hear from you. 877-726-8255. Don't be shy. Come right in. The doctor's office is open. And we've got lots of interesting stories to share with you this weekend. We're going to talk a little bit about the new approach to obesity. Fat acceptance is in vogue these days, and that is to the good. But there may be a downside and an ulterior motive to organizations that promote fat acceptance. 877-726-8255. Can I say that word, fat? You know, maybe longitudinally challenged is a more PC term, because, you know, fat, using the word fat or obese on social media can sometimes get you censored. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll also talk about a new study looking at the effects of heading in soccer. Maybe your kid's involved in a soccer league and they want to emulate their favorite professional soccer star. But according to new studies, there may be a downside to that practice. Okay, let's start with this important story. Big story this week. Headline, most men with prostate cancer can avoid or delay harsh treatments, according to a long-term study. The study appeared in the New England Journal of Medicine, and it's generating some controversy because some urologists are saying, hey, you know, we need to be aggressive about treating prostate cancer because prostate cancer kills a lot of men. But they did a study. It was a 15-year study, and it occurred between 1999 and 2009. Actually, this was the time where men received a PSA test, and then the men were followed up for an average of 15 years, anywhere from 11 to 21 years. So they get a pretty good idea of what can happen in the course of various treatment options for prostate cancer. So these men were diagnosed with prostate cancer, and what they did is they tried to discern whether they had a localized prostate cancer, because prostate cancer can reside within the prostate or it can escape from the prostate. It can metastasize throughout the body, even to the bones and other organs, and that can become highly dangerous. And so they excluded the men who had aggressive prostate cancer. And that was only about 15% of the men who were diagnosed based on an elevated PSA. And they assigned them, and this is kind of remarkable because, you know, informed consent being what it is, it might be hard to do a study like this in the United States because we want the best high-tech aggressive medical treatment for all forms of disease. But in England, they took the men with a diagnosis of localized prostate cancer, and they divvied them up into three groups. 553 got prostatectomy, a removal of part or all of their prostate. 545 underwent radiotherapy. They zapped their prostates. And 545 received active monitoring. In other words, they just kept an eye on it. And some of them, if it progressed, they graduated to more aggressive treatment. But here's what they found. They found that while it was true that the risk of developing metastases was lowered in the men who got prostate removal, prostate surgery, and it was reduced in the men who got radiotherapy to the prostate, ultimately didn't make a difference. After 15 years of follow-up, prostate cancer-specific mortality was low anyway. Not that many men died, regardless of the treatment assigned. And moreover, what they found was that it didn't make a difference in terms of mortality, because we look at a lot of conditions and we say, okay, you know, we can reduce heart disease by doing stents. We can reduce heart disease by doing bypasses. But at the end of the day, are men living longer? And so CNN did a nice analysis of this. And what they say here is that men in the study who partnered with their doctors to keep a close eye on their low to intermediate risk prostate tumors, a strategy called surveillance or active monitoring, sometimes referred to as watchful waiting, slashed their risk of the life-altering complications such as incontinence and erectile dysfunction that can follow aggressive treatment for the disease. And that's important because you say, well, you know, why not treat it? You know, find the cancer, eradicate it. It's cancer. Attack it. Take it out. Burn it out. Destroy the cancer. But there are side effects associated with that. In particular, incontinence and erectile dysfunction. I'll give you some statistics on that in a moment. but they were no more likely to die of their cancers than men who had surgery to remove their prostate or who were treated with hormone blockers and radiation. So they say this is a good news story. The good news is that if you're diagnosed with prostate cancer, don't panic and take your time to make a decision. Don't rush into therapy. They found that about 15% of all prostate cancers still need prompt treatment. So don't just say, look, I've prostate cancer, forget about it. I heard about it on Intelligent Medicine. We don't need treatment. Certain prostate cancers, a small percentage, 15% approximately, are aggressive, need treatment. That can prolong life. Often it doesn't save life. It's merely a delaying action. If cancer is metastasized to your bones, that is very dangerous. But here's what they found. Statistically, and this is kind of a scary statistic, about 11% or 1 in 9 American men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. So it's actually highly likely that the longer you live as a male, the more likely you will be rendered with a diagnosis of prostate cancer. But get this, only about 1 in 41 men will die from it. So 1 in 9 get it, but only 1 in 41 will die from it, according to the National Cancer Institute. And in an effort to treat prostate cancer, about $10 billion is spent treating cancer in the U.S. each year. There's some controversy about the PSA because what they're saying here is that the PSA, by revealing the presence of prostate cancer, may lead men down that primrose path towards aggressive treatment, which can result in a lot of side effects. For example, in this particular study, the researchers found that 1 in 4 of those who had prostate surgery needed to wear at least one pad a day to guard against urine leaks. 1 in 4, 1 in 5, it depends. Sorry about that pun. That rate was twice as high as other groups. You know, men sometimes develop dribbling, and we're not talking about the National Basketball Association or March Madness, but that risk is increased with prostate surgery. Sexual function is affected both with radiation and surgery. They said the men who have surgery have low sexual function early on, and that continues. Sexual function does decline as men age anyway. The men in the radiotherapy group found that their sexual function dropped. Then they had some recovery, but then their sexual function ultimately declines. And so, yes, there are consequences to treatment. One critique of the study is like, okay, study was done in the UK, and it was done in the early 2000s. We have better treatments now, but they include intensity-modulated radiation therapy, brachytherapy, and robot-assisted prostate surgeries. But according to the article in CNN, other studies evaluating them have shown that the effects on these outcomes are very similar to the effects that we see in this study done early in the 2000s. So this argues for a cautious approach to prostate cancer, and they don't even mention the impact of lifestyle treatments, diet, supplements, exercise. They all have an impact. There's no single panacea treatment for prostate cancer, but those can affect the course of this slowly developing cancer for many men. And many men can live long lives and die happily at 97 or 102 with their prostate cancers, under control, without aggressive treatment and the consequences thereof, according to this study. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll take some of your phone calls momentarily. This is Intelligent Medicine.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info, Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. That number is available to you 24-7, 365, but also during the program, you can call and record a question when we're off the air. But we got a question from John in Connecticut. Welcome, John. How are you?
How are you?
Good, thanks. What's your question?
Thanks for taking my call. It was about, I woke up this morning and I was very stiff from arthritis. I'm a type 2 diabetic. And I know I have allergies, and like you said, the pollen comes from down south where it's already, you know, it's already spring, you know. So we get it up here. And what do you take for vitamins for your allergies, aches and pains, and your everyday thing?
Okay, you know, it's kind of complicated because, you know, with your underlying conditions, you know, there's some inflammation in your body. Inflammation always accompanies diabetes. And so among the things that help inflammation, curcumin helps inflammation, fish oil helps inflammation, also tends to tamp down allergies to some extent. But specifically the things that work best for allergies are vitamin C, you know, just old-fashioned vitamin C. It acts as a natural antihistamine. As well as quercetin, and there's a nice product from one of our sponsors. It's called BCQ. It has quercetin, but also curcumin and boswellin, which is anti-inflammatory. It may help aches and pains that you're suffering from. You know, when I tell people what supplements to take, you know, it's fine to offer some offhand recommendations on the radio program, but I got to say that in my medical practice, I sit down with patients exhaustively. You know, they fill out questionnaires. We take a complete diet history. We look at their medical history, and we may test them for vitamin levels. And, you know, that all comes together in a complicated algorithm to create an ideal program. You may discover, for example, that you have inadequate vitamin D, which may be associated with diabetes or overweight and may be associated with a greater propensity to inflammation. We may find that there's cardiovascular risk involved and may then give you some nutrients that are helpful for that. So it's hard to come up with a comprehensive vitamin recommendation, but specifically for allergies, the things I mentioned are just fine. Okay, thanks for your call. 877-726-8255, our number. And this study is creating a bit of a stir because if you have a child or a grandchild who's involved in sport, soccer is very popular, and it involves kicking the ball, but it also involves hitting the ball. And you know, it's quite fascinating when you look at professional soccer players and their ability, uncanny ability, to take a ball that is high up in the air with a very complex trajectory, and then positioning themselves exactly in the right place with the right head angle, because it's one thing to throw a ball, it's another thing to kick a ball, it's another thing to head a ball. It's a very, very complex skill. But then they can head the ball into the goal, and that's always pretty amazing. That elicits a big, big cheer from the crowd. But according to a new study, it's kind of scary. Study out of Sweden, soccer players are more likely to develop dementia over time. This study, published in the prestigious medical journal The Lancet, they reviewed the health records of over 6,000 players in the Swedish top division from 1924 to 2019. And they compared it to, you know, average folks from Sweden. 8.9% of the soccer players earned diagnoses with neurodegenerative disease. In terms of the overall population, it was only 6%. So that's a significant difference. And so what they found was that goalkeepers, you might say, well, just playing soccer is a risk factor. I don't know, there's something about soccer. Maybe it's the, you know, pesticides they use on the fields of natural turf. And so all soccer players are going to have degenerative, neurodegenerative disease. Well, the goalkeepers don't head the ball. They can use their hands. They can grab the ball. They did not have an increased risk. So very clearly something's going on here. Increased risk with heading the ball. And that may be something that we've got to pay attention to when our kids are engaged in these forms of sport. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their support of immune function and respiratory health. NAC, Allerol, Serrapeptase, and Abiotic Immune Plus. NAC promotes detoxification and healthy respiratory function. Allerol supports respiratory structures and functions. Serrapeptase supports a healthy response to biological stress. And Abiotic Immune Plus is a botanical formula designed to support healthy immune system function. NAC, Allerol, Serrapeptase, and Abiotic Immune Plus for support of immune function and respiratory health. And they're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. You've heard me talk about vital nutrients. They've developed BCQ, a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that supports a healthy inflammatory response. The nutrients in this distinctive formula also support gastrointestinal function and help maintain healthy connective tissue. BCQ combines boswellia and curcumin with quercetin, a potent flavonoid, and bromelain, a proteolytic enzyme for a healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the digestive tract. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is sponsored by IBM. NASA collects a massive amount of Earth and geospatial data. IBM is building and applying new artificial intelligence technology to help NASA analyze this data and extract insights about our planet. IBM's technology can help scientists detect changes, such as natural disasters, crop activity, and wildlife habitats, to better understand current climate issues. IBM and NASA are also using IBM's AI technology to create an easily searchable body of Earth science literature, providing researchers convenient and timely access to scientific information. Raghu Ganti, principal researcher at IBM.
Researchers have already seen the potential for today's AI technology in language applications like chatbots. Now, IBM's work with NASA will show a new use for this technology, one that will help a community of scientists working on our most pressing climate issues.
This is just one way IBM's AI technology can be applied to many areas of business and society. To learn more, visit research.ibm.com.
regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. I want to thank all you listeners who participated in our recent Spring Forward to Health sale, where we saw an unprecedented number of people ordering supplements via my online store, drhoffmanstore.com. And the sale's over, but I want to mention that we stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find. And the professional quality supplements, you can buy them reliably and safely with proof that they are well vetted and potent and free of toxicity via drhoffmanstore.com. That's my full script dispensary. 877-726-8255 is our number. You can record your question anytime you like during the week, or you can call live. Also, if you want to email your questions, questions@drhoffman.net, and we'll read those questions on our weekly Q&A with Layla podcast if you prefer to send your questions that way. But we got questions here for today's program. Annie in Massachusetts, welcome. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm 71 years old, really healthy. I'm mainly plant-based, and I netto every day. I really take care of myself, but I have lipoprotein little A. My calcium score is zero, but my doctor put me on ezetimibe, and I don't want to be on any drugs. And
okay,
I
so hang on. So let's explain the situation here. You say you have LP little A. So among the risk factors for cardiovascular disease, we know that cholesterol may be a risk factor for some people, especially high LDL cholesterol, and then we can subfractionate the LDL to the dense small particles and the large fluffy particles, which are more benign. And we can look at other factors like homocysteine and in particular inflammation, measured by C-reactive protein, and we can look at your weight and your activity levels and your family history, and we can also look at whether you have high blood pressure, and many things go into it, smoking history, but LP little A is an important risk factor. And when LP little A is elevated, even in the absence of other risk factors, such as high cholesterol, sometimes doctors are prompted to want to address it. So what is your LP little A? Do you happen to know the number?
No, it is high, but all my numbers are good. My triglycerides are like
57. No, but do you know your LPA number? Can you give me a number?
It's like 300 and some. It's high. It is high.
So here's the interesting thing, is that in the face of, it should be 30 or less is optimal, and 300 is high. You don't have any plaque. You had a calcium score of zero. And so that suggests that by lowering your LP little A, we're not going to make a big difference here. Now, here's the problem. LPA is very hard to lower. Statins don't lower LP little A. In fact, they may slightly raise LP little A, but inconsequentially so. They just don't have much of an impact on it. Diet doesn't have much of an impact on it. Exercise doesn't have much of an impact on it. So he prescribed ezetimibe. And ezetimibe, to my knowledge, is not a drug that lowers LP little A. The drugs that can lower LP little A is a new type of drug. They're injectable drugs. They lower cholesterol dramatically. They also may lower LP little A a little bit. These are the so-called PCSK9 drugs, Praluent and Repatha. These are expensive drugs. They need to be prescribed by a cardiologist usually to get reimbursement. But you were just put on ezetimibe, which to my knowledge doesn't even lower LP little A. So I got to say, I would get a second opinion from a cardiologist. Are you seeing a cardiologist? Because I think that's just kind of a rookie mistake made by your doctor, in my opinion.
I did. I take netto every day. I take netto kinase.
Yeah, that's all fine. But I'm just saying, number one, since you have zero plaque and you've attained the age of, you're over 70 and, that's the point where we're beginning to see cardiovascular risk emerge. I would say that it's pretty much clear sailing for you. It's hard to get heart disease when you're over 70 and you have zero plaque. It's hard to go from zero to 800, in 5 or 10 years. So I don't think you have that much cardiovascular risk in spite of it is a risk factor. But maybe there's just some, Teflon factor in your genetic makeup or something that we haven't even discovered yet that's protecting you from cardiovascular disease, I would say that this doesn't sound like it's a big deal when you have zero plaque. That's my opinion. So, and ezetimibe, in my opinion, is also not the drug that's going to do it. Ezetimibe can lower cholesterol, but is not targeting LP little a, to my knowledge. Okay, so that's my opinion. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, this came across this. It's interesting because a product that I take on a daily basis is something called CBD, I'm sorry, plus CBD relief. It's from one of our good sponsors, CV Sciences, and it's designed to help with, you know, ordinary aches and pains, athletic recovery. It's got some CBD, CBDA, and it's got an ingredient called PEA, which stands for palmitoyl ethanolamide. And there's a very interesting rundown on PEA in Psychology Today, because PEA has now been shown to help protect the brain from aging. And a very nice review by a guy named Gary Wenk, PhD, who writes for Psychology Today. Give him full credit. They say that PEA is a dietary cannabinoid that can reduce the impact of many neuropathological mechanisms. So among those brain disorders, they include Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, and others. And what they have in common is inflammation, which is destructive in the brain. Now, there are two important fatty acids that are found in the brain. One is called anandamide. Anandamide can be found naturally in cocoa powder and black truffles. We'll talk a little later about the benefits of cocoa powder. PEA is found in egg yolks, soybeans, and peanut oil. And while anandamide produces some degree of euphoria, ananda is actually from the Sanskrit for bliss. In contrast, PEA does not bind well to cannabinoid receptors. It has no apparent psychoactive effects, but it's beneficial because it can block inflammation and the sensation of pain. And that's one of the reasons I take it. But there's actually some human and animal evidence that support the neurobiological therapeutic benefits of PEA, particularly related to changes seen in the brains of patients with Alzheimer's disease. Also, the suggestion is that it may play a role for individuals suffering from the neurodegenerative conditions like Parkinson's disease and post-stroke. So there's now the recommendation that dietary PEA supplementation may be included, and I'm quoting, as a valuable adjunctive therapy to current approaches for the prevention and treatment of age-related neurodegenerative diseases. So that's quite fascinating, and it's a nice segue to this announcement. It's not about CV Sciences plus CBD relief product, but they have a full suite of products. And because March is National Sleep Awareness Month, let's talk about something that can help to support restful sleep. The CBD Calm is a product developed by CV Sciences, but they also have CBD Sleep. These are in gummy form. And these products combine well-studied ingredients offering non-habit-forming options in natural sleep and relaxation. CBD Calm helps ease tension, can soothe the irritability, and it contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of the following ingredients, plus L-theanine, CBD, and 5-HTP. CBD Sleep, and I take this on a regular basis, and it really makes a difference. It aids occasional sleeplessness, containing melatonin and CBD, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm. So you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. Both products are backed by science. That's CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. And they contain clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, and also find out about Plus CBD Relief, containing PEA, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30, get this, for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. So there you have it. This is just such an important burgeoning field, what are called the cannabinoids and related compounds. They really are revolutionizing the field of nutritional medicine, and it's great that we have them available in a variety of forms. Okay, while we're talking about cholesterol, you know, this lady was concerned about cardiovascular risk. Let's talk about another risk factor for cardiovascular disease, and that is something called C-reactive protein. And about 25 years ago, maybe 30 years ago, a guy named Paul Ridker began talking about inflammation as a cardiovascular risk. It can be measured via something called hsCRP, highly sensitive CRP. We measure it in all our patients, and it's an important risk factor because you can have normal cholesterol, or you can be on a statin, which lowers your cholesterol dramatically, but still have dangerously high CRP and remain at risk for cardiovascular disease. So let me give you an idea of how effective statins are in people who do not have heart disease, like this lady who called. This is a study that looked at the primary prevention of cardiovascular events in adults age 50 to 75. Primary prevention means you don't have heart disease. There's no evidence you have heart disease. But they simply want to put you on a statin to lower your cholesterol. What they found, and they looked at an enormous number of individuals, over 65,000 individuals, they discovered that it would take for one patient to be prevented from having cardiovascular disease or a major adverse cardiovascular event, that's heart attack, stroke, need for emergency bypass, to prevent one person from having a major cardiovascular event, you'd have to treat 100 individuals 50 to 75. In other words, 99 wouldn't benefit. So, okay, another study, I'm just teeing this up. This just came out, and it's by Paul Ridker. He's been talking about CRP for 30-plus years. What they say here is, you can be on a statin, but once you're on a statin, inflammation assessed by high-sensitivity CRP, abbreviation hsCRP, was a stronger predictor for risk of future cardiovascular events than cholesterol or even looking at LDL cholesterol. So you can lower the LDL as much as you want. You can lower it down to 30 with some of these new drugs. Your overall cholesterol may be single digits, and your so-called bad LDL can be less than 50, less than 40, less than 30. They can get it down. But if you don't address inflammation, well, you're missing the boat on cardiovascular protection. And among the things that reduce inflammation, there are a lot of them. Fish oil reduces inflammation. Curcumin reduces inflammation. Weight loss, exercise reduces inflammation. Working on the microbiome can have an impact on inflammation. But when you're looking at a drug approach, no known drug is as effective as an ancient drug, colchicine. Colchicine used for the treatment of gout, but it was used in the time of the pharaohs for treating arthritis. It's an anti-inflammatory drug. And colchicine may actually find its way back as a new cardiovascular preventive for people with highly sensitive C-reactive protein, according to this new study. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You've heard me talk about my preferred fish oil brand, Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including an innovative high-performance vegan omega option. But Vital Nutrients innovations don't end there. They've also developed BCQ, a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that supports a healthy inflammatory response. The nutrients in this distinctive formula also support gastrointestinal function and help maintain healthy connective tissue. BCQ combines Boswellia and curcumin with quercetin, a potent flavonoid, and bromelain, a proteolytic enzyme for a healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the digestive tract. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. Vital Nutrients has been known for nearly 30 years for their clean and innovative formulations, utilizing peer-reviewed research, bioavailable and bioactive ingredients in therapeutic doses. I take them and use them in my practice. Just go to vitalnutrients.co and check them out. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, Road to Entrepreneurship. And here's Greg Ryder, serial entrepreneur and founder of LaunchCart.
A few years back, we started LaunchCart, and it's really an alternative to Shopify. And some people say a competitor. I'm like, wait a sec. They're a $50 billion company. I'm not. So I don't really think of myself as a competitor, but I am the new alternative to Shopify. And we're creating a platform that really enables entrepreneurs, small business owners to get launched online and starting off selling branded merch, your launch cart merch, you know, whatever merch you have for your business with no inventory costs, no money up front. And we're also building a whole platform just to help you get done faster and easier.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
Find a broadcast near you. Visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
I had an important job, and it wasn't just a job, it was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. If it hadn't have been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was like, I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Limp, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Limp mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
DR drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. A little follow-up to that call from Annie in Massachusetts. She has high LPA, which is a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. No plaque, so apparently it did not have an impact on her arterial calcification or potential for blockage. Her doctor prescribed ezetimibe, which is a non-statin drug for cholesterol lowering. And I had a hunch that it has no impact on LP little a, but just to be sure, I looked it up. A study done in 2018, impact of ezetimibe on plasma lipoprotein A as a monotherapy or in combination with statins. And here's what they found. They looked at 10 randomized placebo-controlled clinical trials. Ezetimibe therapy had no effect on altering plasma LP concentrations. So it's a wackadoodle thing that you know, I got to say it straight out. I don't understand the rationale for that therapy. Maybe I'm missing something here, but it's not going to lower her LPA. They're coming up with new drugs designed to target LPA for people who need it, but I don't think Annie's a candidate for those drugs. And while we're talking about the impact of inflammation on cardiovascular disease as measured by highly sensitive C-reactive protein, here's a suggestion, because what are some of the things that can combat inflammation in the body? Well, we've heard me talk about the innovative formulations from Vital Nutrients. They've developed something called BCQ, which we mentioned previously in the show in relationship to allergies and sinus problems. It's a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that supports a healthy inflammatory response. The nutrients in this distinctive formula also support gastrointestinal function. They help maintain healthy connective tissue. So, yeah, it applies to inflammation wherever you experience it, in the joints as well. BCQ combines boswellia and curcumin with quercetin, a potent bioflavonoid, and bromelain, great for allergies, a proteolytic enzyme for a healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the GI tract. For more information in order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. Vital Nutrients has been known for nearly 30 years for their clean and innovative formulations. They utilize peer-reviewed research, bioavailable and bioactive ingredients and therapeutic doses. I take them and use them in my practice. Just go to vitalnutrients.co and check them out. Let's talk now to Jeff in Wisconsin. Jeff, what's your question?
Yes, doctor. I was curious about a treatment. I had prostate cancer approximately 12 years ago. I'm 70 years old, and I went for the seed implant procedure, and my last PSA check was undetectable, so I never hear of anybody talk about the seed implant, so I'd like your opinion.
Did it have any adverse effects on you? Did you experience any urinary incontinence or any effects on your sexual performance? Any problems there?
No, I haven't had any trouble whatsoever.
Good. Okay, so a couple of things. One, the treatment may have saved you from dying from prostate cancer, or alternatively, the treatment may have saved you from the prostate cancer that would have killed you at 113, but you're not going to live that long anyway. It might be a slowly developing, relatively non-aggressive prostate cancer that was treated relatively aggressively, but this suggests that seed implants can be a relatively low-risk intervention for men who have prostate cancer, don't want to go through standard external beam radiotherapy, as precise as it is now. There's some new developments in it, or the surgery, even the robot-assisted surgery, which is said to be superior in terms, you know, it's nerve-sparing, it preserves potency and urinary continence. But still, even with these advances, some men suffer the consequences of aggressive prostate treatment. But thanks for weighing in with that, and that should be encouraging for men to look at seed implant as an option, as a relatively low-risk intervention for dealing with their prostate cancer. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. March is National Sleep Awareness Month. Adequate sleep is a cornerstone of better long-term health. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their natural wellness line, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep, combines well-studied ingredients offering non-habit-forming options and natural sleep and relaxation support. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD plus L-theanine and 5-HTP. CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, a nationally recognized military-friendly employer and official sponsor of National Defense Network. To learn more about their exclusive discounts for military and veteran families, visit T-Mobile.com today.
The Department of Veterans Affairs estimates there are more than 33,000 veterans considered homeless in the country and about 120 in New Hampshire. But advocates say the number is likely much higher. David Tilley, Director of Veteran Services for Veterans First Harbor Care, said there are many reasons veterans might find themselves without a place to live. Whether it's the scars that they have remaining from post-traumatic stress or the physical scars and disabilities of war, he said. It's very hard to have a clear number, Executive Director of Liberty House Jeff Nelson said. Veterans First Harbor Care and Liberty House help veterans get back on their feet by finding success in recovery and setting up work and housing. For more great veteran stories, just go to National Defense.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. President Biden's angered liberal Democrats by approving an oil drilling project in Alaska.
The president touts his climate change agenda, but his approval of Alaska's Willow Project has infuriated environmental activists. White House officials are quick to defend Mr. Biden's climate achievements, but some of his allies feel betrayed. The president's decision, along with his decision to override a D.C. crime law overhaul, is viewed by some analysts as a move to the political center ahead of his expected re-election campaign. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy blasting any plans to prosecute former President Trump as an outrageous abuse of power by a radical DA. Former Vice President Mike Pence, a likely rival in the 2024 nominating process, says the idea of indicting a former president of the United States is deeply troubling. Mr. Trump this weekend going on social media saying he believes he's going to be arrested on Tuesday. Swiss banking giant UBS acquiring its smaller rival Credit Suisse for about $3.25 billion in an effort to avoid further market-shaking turmoil in global banking. The latest from the BBC's Jonathan Josephs.
An emergency weekend takeover of a bank as big as Credit Suisse is an extraordinary moment for the global financial system. As recently as November, it was deemed to be one of the 30 most important in the world. Tuesday's admission of material weakness in its financial reporting controls seems to have been a setback too far for investors, who already had concerns after a series of major problems in recent years. UBS's takeover, after the intervention of the Swiss authorities, is aimed at restoring confidence in the financial system more broadly, with other US banks already suffering in recent days. Whether it succeeds will only be known in the days and weeks ahead.
This is townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Russian President Vladimir Putin visiting Crimea, then the occupied port city of Mariupol this weekend, and the first trip to Ukrainian territory that Moscow had illegally annexed back in September.
Putin arrived in Mariupol by helicopter and then, Russian reports say, drove himself around the city's so-called memorial sites, concert hall and coastline. In the Nevsky district, he met local residents in a video obtained from Russian sources exchanging pleasantries. Mariupol had become a worldwide symbol of defiance after outgunned and outmanned Ukrainian forces held out in a steel mill there for nearly 3 months before Moscow took control of it. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Virgin Orbit pausing all operations amid reports the company's furloughing its staff as trying to seek a funding lifeline. Townhall.com. A hero is coming home 8 decades later.
Authorities say a soldier who was killed in World War II has been identified, and his remains will be returned to his home for burial. 22-year-old Army Sergeant Gregory Knoll died November 7, 1944, while fighting in Germany. Remains buried in Belgium in 1949 were disinterred 2 years ago and later identified at a laboratory in Nebraska. Sergeant Knoll will be buried July 7th in Garden City, Kansas. Jason Walker reporting.
CDC says deaths of pregnant women in the U.S. fell in 2022, dropping significantly from a six-decade high during the pandemic. New numbers show more than 1,200 American women died in 2021 during pregnancy or shortly after childbirth. Preliminary data finds in 2022 there were at least 733. More at townhall.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we open with the Andersons, and we learn if it's true that Father Knows Best. And then later the comedy continues, as we'll present another series that played on both radio and television. George Burns and Gracie Allen. Before that, though, it's Robert Young as Jim Anderson, with June Whitley as Margaret, Ted Donaldson as Bud, Rhoda Williams as Betty, and Norma Jean Nielsen as Little Kathy. This is from January 5th, 1950.
Mother, is Maxwell House the best coffee in the whole world?
Well, your father says so, and your father knows best.
Yes, it's Father Knows Best, starring Robert Young as Father. A half-hour visit with your new neighbors, the Andersons. Brought to you by Maxwell House. Well, another year is underway. All the excitement of Christmas and New Year's is over. But in the average home, the usual problems of life and living still remain. In Springfield, in the white frame house on Maple Street, the Andersons, like any average family, are back in a well-ordered groove. But being an average family, you can bet they won't stay there very long. They never do, do they?
Mother?
Yes, Kathy?
When I finish my dinner, may I go over to Patty Davis's?
All right, dear, if you don't stay too long.
Mother, how can she? This is her week to dry.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry, Kathy. I forgot.
Snitcher.
Kathy, please be quiet and eat your dinner.
All right, Daddy.
Mom?
Yes, Bud?
I'll be glad to dry the dishes for Kathy.
You will?
Well, that's very nice, dear. But it's Kathy's chore, and she'd better do it herself.
Gee whiz.
Margaret.
Yes, dear?
You know, it's very funny, but I could have sworn I heard Bud say he'd dry the dishes for Kathy.
I did.
You said you'd dry the dishes for Kathy?
Sure.
You mean just like that?
Sure, why not?
You know, I think I've been working too hard. Everything sounds so strange.
It was the holidays, dear. They're quite a strain.
Well, it's something. You feel all right, don't you, Bud?
I feel fine.
Maybe I'll go to bed right after dinner. That ought to fix me up.
But, dear, I told you Judge Mitchell said he was going to call. He's been trying to get you all day.
I know. Probably wants me to serve on that highway safety committee. You know, Margaret, you'd think I was the only man in Springfield that could make a speech. Every time somebody dreams up a committee or a drive or a bond rally, get Jim Anderson. Get Jim Anderson. Speeches here, speeches there.
Jim, you love it and you know it.
But I don't have the time. I don't think I've ever been so busy in my entire life.
Anything we can do, Father?
No, Betty, I'm afraid not. You know what I've got to do now, Margaret? I've got to revise the schedule on every automobile policy in the office. The rates went up again today.
No, Jim, really?
How come, Dad?
Reckless drivers, that's how it come.
Oh.
7,100 kids between the ages of 15 and 24 killed in 1 year. And it's getting worse all the time. Bud?
Yes, Dad?
Did you take the ashes out this afternoon?
Yes, sir, I sure did.
You don't have a report card you want me to sign, do you?
Oh, no, Dad. We won't have those until the end of the month.
I see. How's your allowance holding up?
Fine, Dad. Just great.
I don't get it. May I have my coffee, please?
Of course, dear. There you are.
You don't get what, Dad?
This sudden burst of sweetness and light. What are you up to?
Why, nothing, Dad. Nothing at all.
He's probably in love.
Oh, mush. Girls. All they can think about is love.
I'll get it.
No, Betty, wait. Margaret, would you answer it, please?
Well, of course, dear, if that's what you want.
And if it's Judge Mitchell, tell him I'm out. I had a business engagement and won't be back until late.
All right, I just hope you know what you're doing. Hello? Oh, hello, Judge Mitchell. No, I'm awfully sorry, but Jim had to go out. Yes, a business call.
Daddy.
Kathy, be quiet, please.
That'll be fine, Judge Mitchell. I'll be sure to tell him as soon as he comes in. Good night.
Daddy.
What is it, Kathy?
You told a fib.
I did no such thing.
Jim, Judge Mitchell said he'd try you again later.
Fine. Give him a horse and he'd make a Canadian Mountie look sick.
You said you were out and you weren't out. And if that isn't a fib, what is?
I think I'll have another piece of cake, Margaret.
All right, dear.
Daddy.
Yes, Kathy.
You said you were out and you weren't out. And if that isn't a fib, what is?
Kathy, I heard you the first time.
Well?
Margaret.
Oh, no, don't get me involved in this. I have enough troubles of my own.
Love, honor, and obey. For better or for worse. Fine stuff. Kathy.
Yes, Daddy?
As you grow older, you learn to distinguish between telling an untruth and telling something that isn't true. I mean, if you tell an untruth because you're afraid to tell the truth, it's worse than if you don't tell the truth merely because you feel that if you do tell the truth... You see, Kathy, there are times when if you tell an untruth, it isn't really an untruth. Because you mean to tell the truth, but well, you want to be kind, that's all.
Betty, please.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Betty. Go ahead, Dad. I think it's very interesting.
What is?
What you just said.
You mean you understood it?
Of course.
Well, I'm glad somebody did. How about you, Kathy?
I guess so. It's a fib when you're little, but when you grow up, it isn't.
No, Kathy, that isn't it at all. It's, well, all right, I told a fib. I shouldn't have, but I did.
That's what I thought.
Kathy, can't you see Dad's tired? Why don't you leave him alone?
Bud, stick out your tongue.
What for?
Never mind what for. Just stick your tongue out. Look all right to you, Margaret?
Just beautiful, dear. One of the loveliest tongues I've ever seen.
All right, Bud. Put it back in.
Holy cow. Now I can't even have any privacy with my own tongue.
Finish your milk, dear.
Well, how old do you have to be before people stop looking at your tongue, anyway?
When you get that old, you start looking at it yourself. All right, Bud, please see who's at the door.
Okay. Why don't you look at Betty's tongue once in a while? She's goofier than anybody.
Why, Bud Anderson, you little snip.
Betty, that'll be enough of that.
But, Father...
I said that'll be enough of that. Now, either finish your dinner or go to your room.
Oh, I'll be glad to.
After you finish the dishes.
Oh. May I have the sugar, please?
Yeah, there you are, dear.
Tell me I'm goofy.
Say, Dad, it's the minister.
Dr. Swain? Well, have him come in.
Oh, he said he'll wait for you in the living room.
Oh, dear, is my hair all right? Do you think I ought to change my dress?
You and Dr. Swain going out dancing?
Jim, stop being ridiculous. Bud, will you help the girls with the dishes tonight, please?
Sure, Mom. I'll be glad to.
Thank you, dear. Well, shall we go in, Jim?
Oh, sure. Say, Margaret.
Yes, dear.
What do you suppose is wrong with Bud?
Jim, you have a very suspicious nature.
No, I just have a very normal son. Well, how are you, Dr. Swain?
Mr. Anderson and Mrs. Anderson.
Oh, it's so nice seeing you, Dr. Swain.
Well, I hope you'll think so after you learn why I'm here.
Oh? Sit down, Doctor, please.
Mrs. Anderson?
Well, thank you.
Ah, there we are. That is better, isn't it?
Dr. Swain, this visit wouldn't have anything to do with Bud, would it?
Your son? Oh, dear, no. Is anything wrong?
No, I was just wondering, that's all.
I see. No, no, my visit is based, shall we say, on a far more general community requirement, a need which applies to our entire congregation rather than any individual.
Dr. Swain, you know, we've just gone through a pretty severe case of Christmas, and...
Jim, please.
Well, I just want Dr. Swain to know.
Mr. Anderson, I'm not looking for donations.
Well,
at this time.
Oh.
No, what I'm looking for right now is advice.
Oh, well.
You see, at a meeting the other night, the question of family relations was brought up for discussion. Obligations of parents and children to one another. That sort of thing, you know.
I see.
Unfortunately, the majority of those present had rather vague ideas concerning the matter under discussion. And since Mrs. Swain and I have never been blessed with a family, I could add but little light on the subject, of a practical nature, that is. That is why I've come to you.
Well, of course, Dr. Swain. Anything we can do to help?
I knew I could count on the Andersons. As I told the others, the Anderson children are so thoroughly normal and so nicely behaved. For the most part. I'm sure anything their parents tell us will be of the utmost interest and assistance.
Oh, you mean you want a speech?
Well, not a speech, really. Just an informative little talk at our meeting tomorrow night.
Oh, well, look, Dr. Swain, you know I'd like to help, but I'm actually up to my ears at work.
Well, I'm sure you must be, Mr. Anderson, but you see that...
It's not that I don't want to cooperate, Dr. Swain. You know I always have in the past.
Of course you have, but you see
But after all, this is just a simple problem. I'm sure that any other father in the congregation will be only too glad to help you.
But, Mr. Anderson, We don't want a father.
After all, family relations are merely a practical application of... You what?
We don't want a father. We feel that the crystal clear viewpoint of a mother is what this particular problem requires.
A mother?
You mean... Precisely. We want Mrs. Anderson.
Oh.
You're listening to Father Knows Best on WIN Radio Was. We'll be right back.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, I'll hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the simplest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Reading, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Whimsies. When the doorbell rings, I like to see if maybe somebody rang it.
Hello, Jim.
Oh, hello, Judge Mitchell. Come in.
Thank you.
Well, it's certainly nice seeing you. I'm sorry I wasn't in when you called. Let me take your thing.
All right. Hello, Mrs. Anderson. How are you this evening?
Well, Judge Mitchell, what a pleasant surprise. Won't you come in and sit down?
Yes, thank you. Jim, what I have to say won't take very long.
There's no need to rush, Judge. You know, I was just saying to Margaret just a little while ago, the fathers of this community ought to take a more active interest in public affairs. Wasn't I, Margaret?
Weren't you what, dear?
Wasn't I saying what I just said?
Oh, of course, yes.
Naturally, being in the insurance business, I have to make a great many calls during the evening. But in spite of
that... I'm sure you're leading up to something very interesting, but I'm a busy man and I haven't got much time. Is Bud at home?
Why, yes, he's in his room.
Would you call him, please?
Of course. Bud!
You want me, Dad?
Yes, would you please come down here?
Okay.
Bud and the stairs don't get along very well.
If there's anything that you want me to do, Dad, I... Uh-oh.
Good evening, Bud.
Bud, Judge Mitchell is speaking to you.
I know. I mean, hello. Good evening, sir.
Bud, have you told your parents?
No, sir, I haven't.
Oh, there was something. I had a feeling.
Well, go ahead, Bud. Let's get on with it.
Dad, Mom, I was out for a ride with the fellas this afternoon, and we knocked over Judge Mitchell's tree.
His tree?
Oh, Bud.
What were you driving, a tank?
Well, it was just a little tree, Dad, and all the fellas are going to chip in and buy a new one. Gosh, we said we were sorry.
I should think you would be. Judge Mitchell, Bud, and his friends will replace your tree. I give you my word.
Jim, it's not the tree that bothers me.
You mean there's more?
Well, my principal concern is the manner in which the tree was destroyed. Tell him, Bud.
Well, we were playing chicken.
Bud, after all I've said to you...
Jim, I'm afraid I don't understand. What is chicken?
Oh, it's a game these kids thought of.
We didn't think it up, Dad.
Well, whoever did ought to have his head examined. If he still has a head. Driving a car at full speed with nobody holding the wheel. The first one who gets a little sense into his thick skull and tries to control the car, he's chicken and he loses.
Oh, Bud, how could you?
Gosh, Mom, everybody does it. And if all the fellas hadn't gotten chicken at the same time, we'd have been all right. But, well, everybody grabbed for the wheel at once and, heck, it was only a tree.
It was only a tree. Bud, you can kneel down and thank all of your guardian angels that it was only a tree. What if your mother had been standing where that tree was? Or Betty, or Kathy? Would you have been able to stop any sooner or steer any better?
No, I guess not.
You guess not? Well, we'll go into this matter in great detail, believe me. Judge Mitchell.
Yes, Jim?
Bud was wrong. But I want you to know that I feel he isn't solely to blame.
Oh, I suppose not, but...
I don't mean the other boys. I have reference to myself.
Oh?
I'm going to be very honest, Judge Mitchell. Very frank. I owe you a very humble apology.
You mean for not being home so consistently?
I avoided you all day. Because I thought you wanted me to serve on your highway safety committee. I thought I was too busy. I'd let someone else take care of it. After all, my son was a competent driver. Why worry about the other fellow's problem? Judge Mitchell, my son is not a competent driver. And the fault is mine. I taught him the mechanics of driving. how to start and stop a car and how to steer. But I failed to teach him the responsibility that goes with a car. I put a ton of steel in his hands, a weapon as deadly as any gun. And I failed to impress upon his mind the fact that when he's in a car, he holds the power of life and death in his fingertips. But he's going to be taught, Judge Mitchell. Before he touches a steering wheel again, he's going to know the full meaning of his responsibility. The car is not a toy. It's not an instrument for childish games. And he'll drive sensibly, safely, courteously, or I give you my word, he'll never drive again. Now, about the tree...
Well, we can just forget the tree, Jim. Let's say that it died for a worthy cause.
Jim.
Yes, Margaret?
Do you know what you just did? You just gave my speech.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to muscle in on your territory.
Oh, Jim, will you please stop being silly? Why don't you go along with me tomorrow and tell the same things to the other parents? I think they'd learn a great deal.
Margaret, you know I don't want to make any speeches.
Well, whatever you say, dear.
But as long as you insist, Well, I guess I might as well.
All right, dear. Father knows best.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight Father Knows Best is honored by a celebrated and rather unusual guest. An article concerning him and his wonderful work appeared in the November issue of Liberty Magazine and was reprinted in the December issue of Reader's Digest. That takes care of the celebrated part of it. As for the unusual, well, so far as I know, he is the only traffic court judge in the history of the United States ever to have warranted the use of the term popular. It's an honor and a very great privilege to introduce a young man who has made the city of Los Angeles a safer place in which to live, Judge Roger Pfaff.
Thank you. Good evening, Bob.
Your Honor, doggone, I just can't get used to feeling comfortable with a traffic court judge. I feel like I've just gone through a red light or something.
Well, that'll be $25.
I said I feel like I've gone through it.
Well, in that case, we'll suspend sentence. But don't let it happen again.
Oh, thank you, Judge Pfaff. I believe you know what we on Father Knows Best are trying to accomplish.
I do, Bob, and I can't recommend too highly or endorse more heartily the program you are spearheading. The question of accidents involving young drivers and the unfortunate incidents of traffic casualties and fatalities has become a serious problem in every community in the nation. Something has to be done about it, and fast. You see, Bob, if it were a single problem, we could cope with it quite easily. If all the teenage drivers were incompetent or careless, we could insist that they avail themselves of the driver education and training courses being given in many high schools throughout America. A great many boys and girls have taken these courses and are taking them right now. But our problem is with competent drivers, skilled drivers. The youngster who is so confident of his ability that he takes ridiculous chances with his life and yours. Less than a year ago, a lad was brought into my courtroom on a charge so fantastic that it is almost unbelievable. This boy was driving a car in excess of 55 miles an hour without a steering wheel.
Well, there's only one suitable comment for that. Bud's favorite and all-inclusive, holy cow.
This boy was steering with a pair of pliers, and he was so confident of his ability that he couldn't for the life of him understand why we considered him a potential murderer. You see, Bob, that's the way these boys and girls must think of themselves whenever they take those wild, split-second chances, whenever they play chicken or hubcap tag or any of their other reckless and ridiculous games. In spite of their skill, which we do not question, in spite of their youth, which gives them reflexes much faster than yours or mine, these drivers are death on wheels. Their accidents going somewhere to happen.
Well, Judge Pfaff, you don't mean that, of course, to apply to all young drivers.
Oh, no, Bob, of course not.
Most of them, I know, are sensible, intelligent youngsters. But it's hard to tell the innocent from the guilty, and so they all get a bad name. That's why I think the highway safety plan, as you explained it to me, should be welcomed by the young drivers. Why don't you tell them about it?
Okay, I'll do it right now. Through the Inter-Industry Highway Safety Committee, which was formed at the request of President Truman, two clubs have been set up. A man-to-man club for fathers and sons, and a counterpart on the distaff side for dads and daughters. Voluntary good driver agreements are provided for. These are agreements between parents and children to be signed by both, and they involve pledges on both sides. The father promises to grant permission to his son or daughter to drive the family car at appropriate times. And the youngster, well, he or she has to promise to abide by 8 good driving rules. But they're sensible rules designed not to take the joy out of life, but rather to give you a longer life to enjoy. With each man-to-man or dad-to-daughter agreement, there is a membership card. And I'd like to see them riding in teenage pockets and hat bands all over the country.
You know, Bob, that's quite an idea. Those membership cards will help to separate the black sheep from the innocents of the flock. The youngsters who are careful drivers, intelligent drivers, will no longer have to protest that it's the other fellow who takes chances, the other fellow who plays the wild games, the other fellow who gives all drivers a bad name. They can prove, by living up to the terms of these membership cards, that they have a right to the respect of their elders, and a right to share the highways with their fellow citizens.
Parents and young drivers, why don't you get one of these agreements right away? They're yours for the asking. Just send a note to the Robert Young Good Drivers Club, care of your local NBC station, and we'll shoot the works right back at you. Well, I guess that just about does it. Can you think of anything else, Judge Foff?
Yes, just one other thing. You know, I have a slightly selfish interest in your whole highway safety movement.
How is that?
Well, I figure that if you can get all the drivers of this country to operate their vehicles safely, carefully, and with simple, good old-fashioned American courtesy, well, every once in a while, fellows like me will have a chance to go fishing. Good night, Bob.
Good night, Judge Bob, and thank you for coming.
Join us again next week when we'll be back with Father Knows Best, starring Robert Young as Jim Anderson, with Roy Bargy and the Maxwell House Orchestra, and yours truly, Bill Foreman. Don't forget, parents and youngsters, for your voluntary pledges and membership cards, just write to the Robert Young Good Drivers Club, care of your local NBC station. Father Knows Best was transcribed in Hollywood and written by Ed James.
With a detailed segment with a special guest, a real Los Angeles traffic court judge, that episode of Father Knows Best originally aired on January 5th, 1950. Interesting to hear how they were addressing dangerous teen drivers with a highway safety campaign. I wonder if any of you out there listening today were members of that Robert Young Good Drivers Club. In addition to Judge Pfaff also joining Young in that Father Knows Best broadcast, June Whitley is Margaret, Ted Donaldson is Bud, Rhoda Williams is Betty, and Norma Jean Nielsen is Kathy. As I shared with you earlier, that sitcom spent 6 seasons on radio, then another 6 on television, followed by a number of years in reruns. Then in 1969 to 1976, Robert Young would star as the title character in Marcus Welby, M.D. I'm Greg Bell, and moving on. Up next on When Radio Was, a St. Patrick's Day episode of the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show. Right after this.
It is a misty March morning in 1959, and while most of Seattle is having a second cup of coffee, the SPD Homicide Squad is already attending to business. A body has been found in a rooming house, and facts must be gathered. Who stabbed her, and why?
Are you in the mood for a good old-fashioned detective story? Have you ever heard of Harry Nile?
Now, Harry, this is a police matter. You're not involved.
Hey, when a girl writes down my phone number and then gets murdered before she can call me, I'm involved. Larry Albert stars as the World War II-era Seattle sleuth in 23 high-powered hard luck adventures in Radio Spirit's 8-CD set titled The Adventures of Harry Nile, Silent Witness.
This collection of cases includes 23 mysteries produced, written, and directed by Jim French.
Even before I could make any kind of a move, one of the cops recognized me. I ran around a corner and found myself at the entrance to Chinatown. I plowed forward, up some stairs, through a door, through a restaurant, down a fire escape, run another corner, and I think I lost you.
For a limited time, our listeners can get The Adventures of Harry Niles, Silent Witness, for half price. Go to Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code NILE77 to get these 23 exciting episodes for just $15.98.
I need names, Mr. Niles.
I know, but a private eye is entitled to keep the name of a client confidential.
I think this situation overrides that policy. I'm not just investigating a fire. I'm investigating a death.
What are you talking about?
They found the remains of a body in the house.
Whose body?
I was hoping you could tell me.
Order Harry Niles, Silent Witness today for only $15.98 at Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code NILE77.
Oh, a murder mystery. I love mysteries.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hey, I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Find out more about us at GerhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, Road to Entrepreneurship. Here is Brian Strom, Chancellor of Rutgers Biomedical and Health Sciences.
The mantra, the first slide and the last slide of all of my talks, to build one of the best academic health centers in the country with an emphasis on one. The idea is to knit it together. It is huge, and we have the potential to build enormous strength. You know, multiple schools, multiple institutes, and the ability to synthesize and to bring all this together. You know, New Jersey used to be the home of innovation and the pharmaceutical industry. A lot of it has left, but there's a lot of innovation still going on in New Jersey.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was and More Comedy. George Burns and Gracie Allen got their first full-time series back in 1932 and stayed on radio for the next 18 years until moving to television. The real-life married couple were from opposite coasts. George was born in New York City, the son of Jewish immigrants. His real name was Nathan Birnbaum. His future wife was born in San Francisco, California, to parents of Irish descent. They met while working on the stages of vaudeville and married in 1926. This St. Patrick's Day episode of their popular program originally aired on March 17th, 1941.
From New York, the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show for Hormel and Spam. And look who's here, your two delightful Spam stars, George and Gracie.
Thank you very, very much.
The 31st of August, in the middle of July, the afternoon was wet and the morning
well,
was dry.
Well, Gracie, you're in a very, very gay mood tonight.
Gay mood? Well, sure, I'm in a gay mood. Everybody's in a gay mood today. Today's the day.
Today's the day.
St. Patrick's Day.
I see.
Oh, it's a wonderful day in the year, and I'm not saying that because I'm Irish.
Oh, no.
Of course, I'm only Irish on my mother and father's side.
I say. Only on your mother and father's
yeah,
side.
Yeah, and that goes for them, too.
I see what you mean, yeah.
Oh, I can just see my uncle tonight with his top hat and his frock coat looking to the mirror to see if his black eyes aren't straight. Was on that 31st of August
in the middle of July. I'll bet your family was in good spirits tonight.
Oh, and vice versa. Oh, and George. George, I marched in the Fifth Avenue Parade today. It was the St. Patrick's Day Parade, you know.
I know, you know. I was born in New York.
Oh, those parades. Boy. What excitement.
Every year you have those parades.
Yeah, what excitement.
Born here, you know,
what
yes.
Glamour. What bargains at Bergdorf Goodman's window. What crowd.
Wait a minute. Bergdorf Goodman's window?
Yeah, what crowd.
Even the parade didn't stop you from window shopping?
Oh, no. Oh, and this is kind of cute, George. A floor walker was peeking out of the window, and he was flirting with me.
Flirting with
him? Uh-huh. Well, I sort of looked at him, and he winked back at me. And,
he winked back at you.
Yes.
I see.
And you know, he looked
you
just.
You didn't wank at him first.
No.
Did you ever wank at anybody?
No. No, he He just looks at me and... You know who he looks like? Hmm. He looks like that movie star with a big mouth, you know, Joey Green. He was sort of tall.
Joey Green?
Yes, he was sort of tall.
I say it's Joey Brown.
Not on St. Patrick's Day.
We're on the 31st of August in the middle of July. So you were in the parade today, huh?
Oh, yes. And it stopped at 57th Street, and we had a two-hour demonstration.
A two-hour demonstration?
Yes. There was a traffic light there, and every time it turned green, we cheered.
I see what you mean, yes.
And every time it turned red, we booed.
You booed?
We had more fun.
I'll bet there must have been a lot of booze.
Oh, no booze. Nobody was drinking. It was on the
31st of August in the middle of July. Oh, no booze. Oh, stop, Gracie. I'm getting so hoarse I can hardly talk above a whiskey.
Yeah. Oh, just imagine, George.
Do you, Hennessy, see what I mean?
George, just imagine.
That's a freestyle
little...
joke.
Just imagine.
Another joke later that I use for Chaser.
George, just imagine. Little me of all people leading such a big parade. Mm. 80,000 Irishmen following me. 79,000 were policemen.
I see what you mean.
There was I with a baton in my left
Gracie,
hand.
Gracie, in the first place, I don't believe you were leading the parade.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Well, I wasn't exactly leading the parade. I was sort of up in front, more like in the middle.
Oh, in the middle.
Well, more towards the end, sort of like last.
Like last, yes.
It was a great parade, they tell me. I'm sorry I missed it.
You missed it?
On the 31st of August in the middle of...
Stop,
well, I didn't exactly miss it. What happened was, I was on the sidewalk, and there was a little fellow who couldn't see the parade, so I put him on my shoulder.
A little fellow?
Yeah, Mayor LaGuardia. And he couldn't see the parade.
Wait a minute. Mayor LaGuardia?
Yeah, it was on the
31st of August in the middle of July. Look, I've had enough of this parade and enough of the song.
And, George, during the parade, there were men selling shamrocks, green ice cream, furniture, clay pots,
They were selling furniture?
Yeah, a man came up to me and he said, he says, lady, will you give me 25 cents for a bed? And I said to him, I said, now listen to me,
Chrissy,
my good man.
Just a second. Don't mind pausing, I have a line.
Well.
A very big one. Gracie, the man was a panhandler.
No, he was only handling beds.
Oh, he didn't have any pens.
Well, I couldn't tell. He had on a long overcoat.
All right, please.
Say, Gracie, whenever you meet a panhandler, why don't you do what I do? I just brush them off.
Well, Jimmy, with your mustache, you can do it.
No, what I mean is, Gracie, I don't give him any cash. Now, just the other day, I met a man who said, Mister, I'm starving. Would you help me?
Oh, isn't that silly? Why should you help him starve?
I didn't, Gracie. I didn't. I just reached in my pocket, opened my wallet, and gave him a can of Spam.
You keep Spam in your wallet?
Oh, sure. It doesn't need refrigeration.
Mm. Well, keep on with this wallet. Another joke like that and this program, billfold up.
Yeah. Well, anyway, after
That's
the parade...
That's the chaser.
Well, anyway, after the parade, Artie Shaw took me home, and we were sitting in the living room, and I said, Artie!
Artie Shaw took you home?
Yes, and I said, Artie!
Didn't I tell you to break up this romance?
Yes, and I said, Artie!
Oh, stop with that, Artie! Artie, were you out with Gracie again last night?
Sure, it was on the 31st of August.
Oh, fine. Gracie, try to get this through that silly head of yours. You've got to split this thing up. Business and romance don't mix.
Well, I guess you're right, George. You just can't mix business with romance.
Well, it's about time you realize that.
So, we'll take the romance and give you the business. Hello.
Hello.
Well, I give up.
It was on the 31st of August in the middle of July.
Is that the right key?
The afternoon was wet and the morning it was dry.
You might as well finish it.
I met a fair young lady sitting under an old oak tree.
Pretty.
And divil a word I said to her.
Uh-huh.
And the same she said to me.
Well, I didn't know you could dance, Gracie.
Time to take a short break on the Burns and Allen Show. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. One of the largest banks in the country completely collapsing. Do you know exactly where your money's located? Is it being mismanaged by another woke tech startup with no light at the end of the tunnel? How do you make sure your investments are safe from being washed away? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, Road to Entrepreneurship. Here is Brian Strom, chancellor of Rutgers Biomedical and Health Sciences.
The mantra, the first slide and the last slide of all of my talks, to build one of the best academic health centers in the country with an emphasis on one. The idea is to knit it together. It is huge, and we have the potential to build enormous strengths. You know, multiple schools, multiple institutes, and the ability to synthesize and to bring all this together. You know, New Jersey used to be the home of innovation and the pharmaceutical industry. A lot of it has left, but there's a lot of innovation still going on in New Jersey.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
I had an important job, and it wasn't just a job, it was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. If it hadn't been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was like, I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
And now let's return to George Burns and Gracie Allen on When Radio Was.
Why, Gracie, I didn't know you could dance. I certainly was.
Well, George, it looks like you and Gracie are washed up for good. Brother, ever since she and Artie started to say, plow, I knew you were a dead duck.
Yeah, Jimmy, I'd better break that romance up. It's lasted longer than the snow on the streets in New York. And I know how to break it up. I'll use system number three.
System number three? What's that?
The old sympathy gag. Oh. It's bound to work with Gracie. Watch. Gracie.
Well, just a minute. Oh, that was wonderful, Artie. But the next time you hug me, I wish you'd take the clarinet out of your mouth. What is it, George?
Gracie, I've got something to say to you, and please try to understand. I want you to know it's not because I'm jealous. We've been together for years, and you just can't tear down everything that we've built up in just one day.
Oh, well, how long will it take?
Gracie, remember the first time I met you?
Mm-hmm.
We were just kids then.
That's right.
You'll have to admit I wasn't selfish. If I had anything, didn't you always get it?
Yeah, until I was vaccinated.
Remember when I took you to the ice cream parlor and we had a strawberry soda?
Mm-hmm.
You may not believe it, but that day I fell in love.
Really?
I felt so silly, I couldn't look at the soda clerk. It was love at first sight.
Oh, I don't blame you, George. He was a very cute soda clerk.
No. I mean, I fell in love with you, Gracie.
Ah, so that's why you paid for my soda.
And, Gracie, that childhood romance ripened into, well, it isn't just friendship. isn't just a passing fancy. It isn't just a partnership. Do you know what it is?
Oh, does it hang from the ceiling and whistle?
Does it hang from the ceiling and whistle?
No, ceiling.
Gracie, boys, a little soft music. Maybe that'll help. Thanks, fellas. Gracie, remember that little tea room on 6th Avenue that we used to go to?
The one where they have the candlelight and the gypsy music?
Yeah, that's the place.
Oh, it makes my heart beat faster when I think of it.
Oh, I see. You still remember it.
Remember it. I was there last night with Artie. Hello.
Hello. All right, boys, stop it. I've had enough. Gracie, don't you understand? I've been talking to you until I'm blue in the face.
Oh, please, Judge Green. It's St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm going outside. I've got another system.
I'll go with you, George. I want to get you some tonic.
Tonic? Why?
To fix up your system.
Mm. Oh, poor George. I hope he doesn't jump off the Empire State Building.
Yeah, wouldn't that be awful? He hasn't got a coat and he might catch cold.
Yeah.
Senor Shaw, would you like some advice?
What kind of advice?
Well, if I were in your place, and if you take my advice, I will be. Why don't you and Miss Allen elope?
But, Senor Lee, if I elope with Artie, who'll take care of the band?
Let them get their own girls.
There, Artie, I think Senor Lee's got a cute idea. Let's elope just this once, huh? Well, look, we'll elope from the El Morocco tonight. It's just the place. It's on the ground floor, so we'll only need a ladder.
El Morocco. Why not the store club?
Store club? Well, Artie, maybe in a year.
Hey, listen, everybody, this will kill you.
What? Gotcha.
I just overheard George call up a theatrical agency, and he asked them to send over an actress to pretend she's George's girlfriend.
Well, why?
Well, to make love to George and make Gracie jealous.
Well, say, that's a swell idea. And I'll bet she'll get jealous, too. She's probably a very jealous type if it's the same Gracie Allen. Oh, pardon me, it's me.
Listen, Jimmy, I know what we can do. Let's double-cross George and cancel the girl on.
Double cross George?
Yep, and I can get a girl to take her place.
Oh, gee, that would be a swell surprise for George.
Hey, look, wait a minute. Oh, I've got just the girl. Wallington, go out and call Stillman's Gym.
Stillman's Gym?
Yeah, yeah. This dame happens to be a lady wrestler.
A lady wrestler?
Yeah, just ask for Grappling Gertie.
Okay.
A lady wrestler? I've never seen a lady wrestler. Oh, I hope he falls for her. You know, I know once in Cleveland.
Well, I'm back. What are you two talking about?
Nothing's on the 31st of August in the middle of July. The afternoon was wet and the morning it was dry.
I talked to a fair young lady just now on the telephone.
And she's coming here from Stillman's Gym and she will break your ball.
Oh,
that was the first half of a St. Patrick's Day 1941 episode of the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. Now, while the series normally aired out of Hollywood, that one indeed was from George's hometown of New York City. As you heard at the time, Gracie was romancing orchestra leader Artie Shaw. Of course, that was all in good fun, but speaking of romancing, Shaw was quite the ladies' man. That famed big band leader was married 8 times, including to a number of actresses, Evelyn Keyes, Doris Dowling, and Ava Gardner, to name but 3. Ah, but while many of those were brief, for example, Sean Gardner's marriage lasted only 1 year. His shortest was about half as long, and his bride in this case, another movie star. She would later be married to actor Stephen Crane and Lex Barker, among others. She was nicknamed the Sweater Girl, and legend has it, she was discovered at a Hollywood ice cream parlor. I'll name that former Mrs. Artie Shaw and then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
Get in the mood with MusicRewind.com and the very best of jazz instrumentals, a 3-CD collection of 45 original jazz classics. Savor the many flavors of instrumental jazz from legendary artists such as Miles Davis, Duke Ellington, Ray Charles, Stan Getz, Count Basie, Glenn Miller, Quincy Jones, Herbie Hancock, and many more.
Thank you.
Order the very best of jazz instrumentals now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Enter or mention promo code JAZZ77 to pay only $19.98 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. In the saxophone of King Curtis, trumpet of Dizzy Gillespie, drums of Art Blakey, and guitar of Django Reinhardt, to name just a few of the many experiences in the very best of jazz instrumentals collection. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 today and use promo code JAZZ77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code JAZZ77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
Should a small business owner focus on finding new customers all the time or super serving the clients they already have? I think you should worry about the ones you already have because it is a strategy to grow the business. First of all, when you work with the same people month over month, you can get better at taking care of their needs and driving great results. That will lead to referrals and introductions to other ideal clients. That's a chance to grow the business. Plus, every new client would come with almost zero customer acquisition cost. My strategy to grow is not to go out and find new people. It's to take care of your best customers first.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were discussing one of bandleader Artie Shaw's many wives. While he was married to Ava Gardner for only 1 year, that wasn't his most brief. His third marriage only lasted half as long. For 7 months in 1940, Shaw was married to an equally famous actress, nicknamed the Sweater Girl, and according to Hollywood legend, discovered at an ice cream parlor. You see, the third Mrs. Artie Shaw was Lana Turner. I'm Greg Bell, and remember to visit us at our website. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.